Blog Talk Radio.
Kept saying, oh, after it came out that we have a great man running against him. Oh, that's the man I wanted to run against. No, it's not. Because that's the man that had a base like I do. He has a base that's so powerful and so strong. He doesn't want to run against him. As Attorney General, he presided over the complete disintegration of law and order and letting gangs and criminals run wild. Look at the numbers I just talked to you about in Philadelphia. Well, he's the guy. Those numbers are getting worse. There's nothing to stop these animals from continuing. Those numbers are going to get worse if that's possible. It's not even, you would think it's not possible. Shapiro supports sanctuary cities. He sided with Marxist, anti-American, BLM radicals and Antifa. And he's a vicious hater of free speech and a hater of your Second Amendment. So he's going to let criminals roam your streets and he's not going to let you have a gun to protect yourself. Shapiro is also using his office to shut down your children's schools and force masks to be strapped to your children's faces, doing unimaginable harm. And like Fetterman, Shapiro is a pro-abortion extremist who supports totally unrestricted abortion on demand right through the 9th month. Think of this. And you know where I am. You know where I am, the exceptions. I believe in the exceptions. He supports it, though, right through the 9th month and beyond. You know what beyond means? After the baby is born.
Infanticide.
After the baby is born. So as I said in my debate with crooked Hillary Clinton, rip the baby out of the womb at any time. And if the baby is already out of the womb, he's there, too. Just talk to the doctor. No, you don't want that. The states will make the decision. By the way, the states will make the decision. And in Pennsylvania, I have a feeling that decision will be an interesting decision. But it's up to the states. And that's the way it was always supposed to be. But he wants to let things happen that no civilized person would allow. They don't allow it in other countries. No Pennsylvanian should listen to one word on abortion from these two twisted sickos who believe in killing and dismembering babies right up until that time of birth. Shapiro is running against an incredible patriot and a fearless warrior for Pennsylvania workers and Pennsylvania values, Doug Mastriano, who has been with me right from the beginning. I mean right from the beginning. I remember that, Doug. They all wanted my endorsement. They all ran. I know you had the U.S. attorney. Nice guy. He was a nice guy, but he did nothing in terms of the election fraud. No, there was no problem in Pennsylvania. There was no problem in Philadelphia. There was massive problems.
So
and then he
fraud.
Wants to run. He said, sir, Bill Barr would not let me go after anybody. He wouldn't let me touch anybody. What a shame. What an opportunity. But he wanted to run. Others wanted to run. I said, the one guy that supported election integrity and supported me right from the beginning is Doug Mastriano, the one guy.
Doug's a patriot. Yeah. Support Doug Mastriano.
He came to the White House. Came to the White House with a whole group of people. He brought him, and he was fighting like hell. It was really an uphill battle because you had the Democrats. They didn't want to hear anything. And then you had some bad rhinos that just someday somebody's going to explain to rhinos why are they doing it. But Doug is a former Army colonel who honorably served our country in uniform for 30 years before going on to fight for you in the state Senate. Became the most respected person in the Senate and definitely the hardest fighter. He was a relentless person out there fighting against lockdowns and COVID mandates. He didn't want to destroy our children. He got it long before the so-called doctors who weren't very good. And a true champion for election integrity and tough as hell on a thing called illegal immigration. He wants people to come into our country legally. As your governor, He will back down everybody. He'll back down those violent criminals, and he'll crack down on violent crime and COVID mandates. Protect Pennsylvania oil and gas workers, which right now enjoy your job for another couple of months because you're not going to have it longer. And defend your jobs, your rights, and your freedoms. Doug is joined by an incredible person who I also got to know, because we were in a real fight with a lot of really sick, bad people. Rebbe, thank you very much. Thank you. Stand up. And she was a big part. She's a great partner to a man that will become one of the greatest governors in this country. Doug, please come up. Please come up.
All right, this is going to be good. Doug is going to be the best thing to happen to Pennsylvania in a long time. Let's clean up that fraud. I love you, POTUS.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pennsylvania loves you, and America needs you. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for paving the way for people like me and everyone you see out here to fight for freedom. Thank you for taking the shots and standing boldly and leading by example. Pennsylvania is a keystone state. On 8 November, we're taking our state back by storm. That's right. We're going to do it. We're going to be the state where people want to come to raise their families and to succeed in business. On day one, we're out of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. We're going to drill and dig like no tomorrow. That's right.
Dig.
That's right.
Dig.
We're going to do it,
Mr. President.
Oh, yeah. On day one, we're no longer a sanctuary state. So Joe Biden can have these illegal. We'll dump them off at his beach house where he spends all his time anyway. He can have them.
Go back to Delaware,
right.
Joe.
On day one. A
little bit of a Trump rally tonight in Pennsylvania. How you doing, Bianchi?
I'm doing fine.
Well, good, sir.
Donnie, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right.
I'm reporting. I'm reporting for duty, sir.
Yes, you are. You always report. Very good. What did you think of our president's speech?
Well, it was very gloomy, looking at the red blood murderous background.
Oh, yeah.
And cornered off by two United States Marines. Poor fellows were just following orders.
That's all they were doing.
And it was a prime example that if you mix up the proper concoction, anybody can stand for something for at least an hour.
That's right. Yep.
Heavily drugged. And the speech smelled of Obama.
Didn't it? It sure did.
Yes, it did.
Sure did. Yes, it did. It sounded like Susan Rice helped him write.
Valerie Garrick. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So I didn't listen to it. I heard about it, you know, after it was all said and done and people started showing it, but... But I did listen to it. As I paid attention to things he was saying, the words he was using, and make a reflection on those words, like the word he used democracy about 100 times.
Oh, yes, he did.
So what he was saying there, he was talking about voting, because that's where your democracy lies, in your vote for
your vote.
Representatives.
That's right.
United States Constitution Republic. Everybody should know that, but I guess people did not know. But he's trying to get people to come out and vote. He's talking about he made vote a central point in his sentence several times. Especially he's talking about illegals. He said that he attacked Make America Great. But on the other hand, he goes back in history and talk about the things that this country overcame back in the 1800s. He talked about how this country was a great manufacturer and production. That was when America was great. But on the other hand, he tried to divide the country and demonize and call MAGA wearers, MAGA supporters, as terrorists.
Yeah.
So there you are.
That was surprising. Go ahead, Daniel. To you too. How you doing?
I'm sorry. You hadn't put me on yet. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I put you on.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt Bianchi.
I was doing my Duke of Earl. I'm sorry, Bianchi.
That's all right.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Bianchi.
Well, I'm pretty much finished.
Other than the fact, too, he was talking about against those patriots of January the 6th, but partially
right.
throughout, and especially at the end of his speech, he was playing patriotic music.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Daniel.
When Donnie asked you something about the president's speech, I promise y'all, I think everybody needs to think this way. I'm sitting here watching my president speak. He's speaking in Pennsylvania tonight. His name is Donald J. Trump. Biden is not my president. But as the show goes, he is president of the corporation. He's the president of the coup. He's president of something, I mean.
He's a president of the United States, Daniel.
No, he's not either. No, he's not.
Well.
No, he's not.
All right. I'm not going to debate it with you, but anyway. Not tonight, anyway.
Not tonight. I hear you.
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll get it sometime. We'll get into that. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
When he threatened MAGA folks, that was pretty, and
how
then
can
the
you
next
do that?
Day, the next day he took it back. I didn't say that. That's what he said. I didn't say that.
You don't get mulligans as president, do you? I mean, the Democrats do, obviously.
Apparently they do.
That concoction only lasts for 24 hours, Donnie. Quite not that he didn't know what he'd done before that.
Yeah, because he turned around and then he looked one way and looked the other like he somebody come and get me. Jill got up there real quick. Jill walked him to the podium too, by the way.
Oh my God!
I think Bianchi was right. I think they mixed up a little mixture of get him Jill's soup and made him drink it. It takes some pills, and there he was up there.
And a steroid shot. Hey, I was listening to him, y'all, and you know, on the teleprompters, it'll be a sentence, and it'll say pause, and you know, he says pause.
He reads the whole thing.
He reads the whole thing. And because when he said pause, I was like, what's he talking about? I was like, oh, they wanted him to pause for a bit, you know, let people clap or something.
Right.
And that is just embarrassing, y'all.
Now, he did that about a month ago or 6 weeks ago. He read the whole thing. I mean, it wasn't a pause. It was like, you're done. It's the end of the... what was it? The end of something, and he read it all out, and like people were stunned.
Patriot Freedom Project, what a job!
Yeah,
where are you? Where are you?
Stand
up. What a job! And we all appreciate it. We all appreciate it.
Says Trump is speaking to a packed arena. It is full. I'm telling you, full.
Going to win for Pennsylvania this November. One of the first things we will do is stand up for parents' rights. It's time to finally and completely break the radical left's corrupt education cartel. Can you believe, like 10 years ago, let's put yourself back that somebody would stand up. I can't believe I'm calling myself a politician, but I guess I am. I don't know. I can't stand politicians. But can you believe that 10 years ago, like, put yourself in that position, politician would be standing up saying, we're going to defend parental rights. I mean, is that about as basic as it gets? But that's what we have to do because these people are crazy. Our children are captive to unhinged Marxist educators who are pushing inappropriate sexual, racial, and political material on our children from the youngest possible age. At long last, every parent in America must be empowered to opt out of the indoctrination and send their child to the public, private, charter, religious, or home school of their choice.
Amen.
In addition, we will get critical race theory the hell out of our schools, out of our military, and out of every part of our federal, state, and local government, just like I did 2 years ago. It was out. We had it out. But they put it right back in. We will also keep men out of women's sports.
Amen to that.
You know those
Amen,
stories
brother.
I tell? I love to tell those stories. The woman swimmer. Should I tell it again? Should I not? You want me to? Mr. Wall, stand up, Wall, please. This is Mr. Irving Q. Wall. Look. No, it's so ridiculous. And, you know, it's not politically correct. And a lot of people are afraid to talk about it, but I'm not. Men and women's sports. So you have the swimmer who's a really, I met her the other day, very high-quality swimmer. And she's going to break the record. She's worked like hell. She's worked all her life. The big meet is on. And she looks to the left, and she sees all of those great athletes that she's been fighting for years. She looks to the right and she sees, but next to her is this massive human being. He's looking up. Isn't he like 6'6 or something? He's got a wingspan bigger than Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt is small by comparison. And she looked over. I'd never seen her before. Anyway, she wanted to break that record. She fought so hard to do it. And the race started, and as you know, she was severely injured. She was injured by windburn because he went by her so fast. The wind burned the hell out of her. And she didn't quite make it that day for the record, but he did. He broke the record by 38 seconds. You know, usually you break it by, wanted to break it by 1/8 of a second. But he was far better than her. He broke it by 38 seconds. That's one no woman's ever going to catch, I don't think. And then the better one is the weightlifter. You had a woman. She's going to lift the 213 pounds, and she's going to – that's a lot of weight. You think I could lift – Oz, you think I could lift 213 pounds? I don't know. And she got up, and she was going to break it. They put a half an ounce and a half an ounce. They had these big barbells and dumbbells, and she's up there, and she pulls it up, and she's going to do it. Couldn't do it. She was sorry. She was ashamed, but she couldn't do it. And then this person comes in. You know, they actually call it, it's the correct term, a person in a man's body. That's what they call it. This is supposed to be politically correct. I hope it is. Otherwise, they'll be very rude to me. The fake news will be very rude.
Come on.
So this guy walks up. They asked him before, did you lift before? No, not too much. And he gets up. Ding. That was the end of that record. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And no teacher should ever be allowed to teach transgender to our children without parental consent.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to stop this as soon as it gets done talking about the kids.
Another one of our highest priorities under a Republican Congress will be to stop left-wing censorship and to restore free speech in America, which we don't have. We don't have free speech. Go out and sign up now, by the way, for Truth Social. Anybody on Truth Social? It's like great. It's hot.
I am.
And it's much better than Twitter. You see what's going on with Twitter? Twitter's not doing too well. Frankly, if we didn't have truth, we wouldn't be able to get the word out like we do. We get the word out fast. The radical left Democrat Party is not, in my opinion, a 50% party within our country. They're against God, guns, oil, law enforcement, voter ID, tax cuts, regulation cuts, the Constitution, and they're against our founding fathers. Other than that, actually, they're quite good.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jim. Jim gave me a heads up when he was going to start talking about the kids, and that's what I've been waiting on. I wanted to hear that. Oh, okay. Well, there you go, folks. A little bit of Donald Trump. He's in Pennsylvania tonight doing his thing. We're in a packed house. And I mean, these people are out there all night long in line. All night freaking long. I mean, come on. That's crazy. People from all over the state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was watching them interview people in the line, and I've been here since yesterday at 6 o'clock, and I wasn't even the first one. I was way back here. Wow, you're crazy. I mean, I like Donald Trump, but I sure as hell I'm not going to wait in line like that. That's crazy stuff.
Yeah, I'm not healthy enough to, you know.
No.
Sit out in the elements, you know.
Not when it's going to get 85, 89 degrees outside. Ooh. Ooh, man, that thing don't start till 7 o'clock. Well, I imagine they'll let you in around 6, start letting you in, but or 5:30. I don't know. Charlie Hurt from Detroit, Michigan now works in Washington, D.C. He's the Washington Times opinion editor. And he's damn good. He's a Fox News contributor.
First of all, the speech, I've never seen such an angry, rancid speech in which a president attacks the voters that he supposedly works for. I've never seen anything like it. It's and it's also very senseless because, you know, at another point in the speech, he starts talking about how this is not normal. And we heard that a lot during the 4 years of Trump's first term. But what's kind of weird about this is, well, my goodness, Democrats control the White House and both chambers of Congress. If it's not normal, maybe you should look at yourself. Maybe that's the problem. But Tammy, I think and it's kind of funny, I was calculating this in my mind before we went on whether I would even say something like this. But I'm afraid you're right. If I were to be completely honest about it, I think he is doing everything he can to gin up something so that people do get out of hand. And that's a terrifying thing to contemplate. And it's a terrifying thing to contemplate a president trying to do that in order to benefit himself ahead of an election in which he's going to get punished for gas prices, inflation, an open border, and crime. Those are the issues that people care about. Oh, and what is absolutely obvious from that speech tonight is that Joe Biden wants to talk about absolutely anything but those issues. And the thing that you just put your finger on that I think is so important is that you're right. Democrats care about paying high gas prices.
Yeah.
Democrats care about the safety of their children. Democrats care about not paying disastrous inflation prices at the grocery store. These are all issues that appeal to their own voters. And so the fact that he has no response whatsoever, cannot campaign on any of those things, just demonstrates how far out of touch he is with his own voter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Like, he's trying to get the MAGA folks pissed off enough to do what the Antifa does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
No,
not at all. Nope, not at all.
He spent half the night denigrating Trump. I never heard of a president taking that low of a method of trying to excite people.
Yeah.
He talk about terrorists, talk about MAGA supporter, MAGA people as being terrorists. Well, what do you call those that's attacking Supreme Court justices?
You don't hear that.
No.
What do you call when you have Democrats that's condoning violence against MAGA people, like Maxine Waters? What do you call that?
Get up in their face. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't tell people that.
Yeah, see them at a gas.
What do you call when we, what do you call when you throw frozen water bottles at police officers? Are those not missiles at that point?
It's a deadly weapon. I mean.
Absolutely.
It is a deadly weapon, for sure.
And then it goes on and on and on and on. Voter intimidation. I say jury intimidation. It goes on.
Yeah.
Making rules with the U.S. Department of Education, which I'm now starting to believe it needs to be gotten rid of too.
Yes.
Going to use Title IX to deputize teachers over parents' child's decision of their gender.
What?
Deputize teachers to override parents on their children's gender identity.
Oh, my God. There's no way, man.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's too
I don't
damn.
Know what the hell happened to the school system. Guess we were all asleep at the switch when they were in college, these young people, these young teachers.
Yeah.
They just didn't come out or, come to the school and say, I'm going to change everything. They must have been, in school, and the teachers are doing the same thing they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Then they use Gestapo-like bootleg thug tactics against the Amish, who just merely want to be left alone.
Leave them alone.
Who wants to be left alone so much that when they receive stimulus checks, they send them back, say, we don't need them.
So nobody have no leverage over them.
They just want to be, like Bianchi said, left alone.
Mm-hmm.
Just left alone. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. Lori Ann's in the switchboard. She'll be calling in a few minutes. And
what Donald Trump is saying just here tonight, who in the heck couldn't go? Who would not want that? See, this is where the evil come in. They hate the man for what he is and don't even know and cannot relate to something that he done.
Right.
That's evil. You know, it's two things that would cause you to go blind amongst a lot, but two things for sure. One, old backwoods moonshine whiskey. Two, hate.
Hate will blind you for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure will.
Yeah, if anybody's in the switchboard, I'll be, I got to take Otis outside. So I'm going to be on the phone.
Maybe you should get Otis a key. You can go out and come in when you get ready.
Just let him shit in the house.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing. Convenient. It's warm.
You got it, right? Come on. I don't
mean it. I mean, there's been several Democrat and Republican candidates that I just didn't like too much, you know, their policies, whatnot. But I can't remember any that I just hated.
Man,
something's
let me tell you
not
something.
Right.
These people, something is not right. Dan, you're absolutely right. Unless this type of thinking has been brewing for, you know, that's where I began to believe, I started thinking in the notion of these people being aliens, something that has possessed their souls.
Something. You're right. Something. I don't. These politicians, they know better. And
exactly.
You know, like in Florida, you don't hear about it, but Florida, they flipped 5 school board districts
good.
To Republican. 5 of them.
Good.
Nobody talked about that. That happened last week.
That's the first time I've heard it.
Yeah, five of them flipped them. Now it's a Republican leading the way because they were trying to, you know, pull a fast one, even though DeSantis said that's not going to happen. Well, it is happening. But they're changing. You know, these people are, the parents are sick of this bull.
Yeah.
They are sick of it. And they're starting, hopefully, to wake up even more. But I'll tell you what, I've seen more parents on these videos at a school board meeting than I've ever seen, which is a good feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to play a tape. I got a female, I think it's a female, I'm not really sure, but she's a trans, she did the change, you know what I mean? So, I mean, she went all the way, and she gets up there in the school board meeting and tells them, you can't let them do that. You can't do that to kids. If she could do it all over again, she would. She wouldn't do what she's doing.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, she,
so,
she's
a turncoat, huh?
Yeah, she's against teaching kids and grooming kids and I don't know if you heard this, 13-year-old had her breast removed.
Oh,
both,
my God.
Removed. Yeah. Can you freaking believe that?
And her parents let her?
Yeah.
Come on now.
I'd like to know what doctor would do something like that.
Yeah.
It's one of these children hospitals.
Oh, my gosh.
13 years old, took her breast right off. And she's on blockers and everything else.
Mm-hmm. See, that's so backwards. That's not the way it's supposed to be.
No.
But the child believes it. The parents believe it. The doctor believes it. Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just can't understand the parents. I can't understand the doctor that would actually do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Boston Children's Hospital is doing all this crap. They're even putting commercials out.
Oh, so it was one of the Boston hospitals?
No, I don't know. There's another children's hospital. There's more than one children's hospital. I don't recall which one it was. But I just read it the other day.
I'm sure it's in a Democrat city.
Yeah, it was. It was. But Denver, I can't remember where in hell it was.
Those people have got to be voted out. The mayors of these cities, I don't know what it's going to take. I don't have the answer for that.
No, I don't either. Let me get back in here. Back in. So,
did y'all hear? Who is Chicago's mayor? Okay.
Lori Lightfoot.
Okay, what was that?
Lightfoot, Chicago's mayor.
Yeah.
She was a couple of buses of immigrants have been sent from Texas. Did y'all see that? And
yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, she was calling Greg Abbott immoral. How could he do this?
Yeah.
You know, it's so awful. Well, you know, she's running a sanctuary city. She's supposed to be welcoming and wanting these people.
Yeah.
You know, so instead of celebrating, she's up there bitching about it. See, it don't make any sense.
No.
It don't make no sense.
When it comes to their city, they don't want it.
Exactly.
Well, I sent you
I just sent you a text, Donnie, on something that's going on in Illinois. I haven't had a hard time, haven't had a time to read. Well, apparently the governor, Pritchett, is taking Section 8 away from blacks in Chicago and giving it to these illegals.
The housing.
Yes, they got a secretary of housing. The name is Tracy Scott. And they say that it's been done in Atlanta quietly up to the tune of 50,000 has been taken away. I didn't even know Atlanta had an illegal problem, but I guess they would. They're trying to switch that state.
Yeah,
you're right.
But
I didn't know that. Jeez.
And you wonder why come these black politicians are not saying anything about that. Danny Davis and Bobby Rush there in Chicago.
Yeah, Bobby Rush. Can't believe he's still
around.
Yeah, he's still there. He looked 100 years old when he took Obama's seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. But they stay around. It, like the guy that I think in, what was it, Alaska? No, maybe not Alaska, but he was the longest member of Congress, 49 years, and I think he 82 or 81
lower.
Years old. Come on, people.
He's coming out of high school.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, I'm going to put you on. You push your finger up. Put your hand back up if you want to come on. I just seen you take it off.
Yeah, Frank, put your hand back up. We see your fingernails is clean.
You can climb a tree with them toenails.
Hello.
Frank.
Hey, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Hey, can you hear me?
Don't move.
Yeah.
Stay right there. Don't move, Frank. Stay right there.
Come down off the telephone pole, right?
That's right.
Hey, you know, my brother come by today, and we got talking about teaching the kids it's okay to be bisexual and all that stuff and having sex changes. And, you know, like my brother says, you know, it's kind of pretty odd that they'll pay to have a sex change, but they won't pay to, say, give somebody medical treatment.
Yeah.
You know, keep them alive, you know.
That's something.
And I thought, you know, that is so true. That, you know, okay. Now we do have that, medical insurance for all children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you not?
Yeah, they call it Medicaid.
Okay, is that what it's called? Okay.
Depends on the state. Like Tennessee's called 10-care.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but kids are covered under it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think.
You know, that's gonna. Is that also gonna pay to have these kids castrated and change their gender?
Well, they try to do that with for abortion too. Use public money, but the Hyde Amendment was supposed to prevent that. But you're right.
You know, that's like a long time agenda, don't you think?
I think once you lose it, it's gone.
Yeah. You're not getting it back, folks, kids.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
they're getting medical treatment because of a choice they make. I need medical.
Right,
I need a couple of surgeries now. I need surgery now.
Yeah.
And it's not by choice, and I can't get a damn penny from anybody.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Go down there and tell them your name is Jose Rodriguez. What's wrong
right.
with you?
Yeah.
I done told you that 10 times. They'll put you right in the suite. They'll give you a suite.
And an envelope full of money.
Yeah, they are doing that. They are putting them up in hotels.
Hell yeah, they are.
You know, and they're actually giving them cell phones from what I understand.
They're getting
so they can stay connected.
No, I cannot afford the phones that they're getting, that we're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
What do they need phones for? I don't get it.
You got to call your family in Guatemala or whatever.
No, what they're doing.
I'll call you. Right,
home,
well, you left home, right? You left home. I mean, you want to go
they
home?
Home.
Go
tell
home.
People
you
want
to call home?
Hold on. Bianchi's got the answer to this thing. Go ahead, Bianchi.
They call home and tell their relatives what to do on the way up here so they don't make no mistakes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's all be safe, right?
Yeah. And your daughter might keep six or seven times, but she'll finally get to the United States, maybe.
Yeah, crossing this county because the sheriff's been paid off, you know, by the cartels. You can just cross the river and come on in.
When they say the cartels they're running the border. And did you hear Lindsey Graham, get on TV and say we have to protect Ukraine's border?
Mm-mm.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I heard. Yeah, that's yeah. There's a bunch of money going there too.
Oh yeah,
damn, huh?
Sending more cash to a losing cause, but they're not getting the cash anyway. They've already, I guess, they're running out of some kind of ammunition they got to have and all this bullshit. Bull. That's all I got to say. Bull. Gosh, I swear. I just don't know what the hell's going on. I really don't.
I just say hold on to your britches, man.
Yeah.
And hold on to them tight.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that, Frank. Because I don't know where this is going, but it's not, if it don't turn around, it's not going to be good wherever it goes. I'll tell you that right now. It's not good now.
No.
Bianchi, you said you sent me something?
Yeah, a text message on your phone.
Oh, on my phone. Okay.
A dozen roses.
He did say text, didn't he? Now,
well, I tell you,
go ahead, Bianchi.
It's going to be a hard. It's not going to be easy because some people still not cognizant of what's going on. They still sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, what you just said about let a young child consent to have her breast cut off. Did you say the parents knew about it?
Yeah.
What?
Apparently, according to this article, the parents knew about it, and the little 13-year-old, you know, she was in counseling, and the counselor said, yeah, she's ready. She's ready for this. And
a double mastectomy. She's ready for it. Sure.
13 years old. She's ready for it.
Well, you know, the thing that comes to my mind, you remember Dr. Zavarkian?
Yeah.
On the assistance. He damn near went to prison for assisting people who said they was ready to die.
He did go to prison.
He did go to prison.
Yeah, he did. He went to prison. He was in Jackson prison.
He actually got out, too.
Yeah, he got out.
And then died.
They let him out because he was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Jackson prison right here in Michigan.
But where the hell was all the woke at then?
What's that, Bianchi?
What was all the woke folks back then? Why come they didn't come to his rescue, his life, his choice, those that sought his help?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if some of these people that he helped were in so much pain. They, you know, they were at the end of the rope.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they were done. They were tired. They were just flat tired. And that's it. One man, he's...
He got pretty bold with the Oakland County prosecuting attorney.
Yeah.
I mean, he got pretty bold with them, you know. And
yeah,
then he videotaped it, and that's what really, like
that
put
the
hatchet to him.
That
yeah,
got
they got him.
Yeah, they got him.
But, boy, he was pretty gutsy up to that point.
Yeah, and they, you know, until he taped it, I think he would have got away with it. because people signed all kinds of stuff to tell the prosecutors that, hey, this is what I want, and it's signed by the whole family. The whole family is trying to help
forms.
Their loved one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep him from going to prison. But he taped the damn thing, one of them, and that was it. They threw the book at his butt. But he got sick, and they let him out. That's a good thing.
Well, he starved himself.
Yeah, he was skinny. He didn't look like himself at all when he got out, when they
he
let him
like
out.
Kane off of Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Preacher, man.
Yeah. It's a shame.
He put Royal Oak on the map, on a global map.
Royal Oak.
Yeah, he did. He put Royal Oak on a global map.
Yep. Royal Oak. We used to take a bus to Detroit, and we'd go right through from Flint to Royal Oak. Pontiac, Royal Oak, and Detroit. The next day, I'd be at Tiger Stadium, buddy. I'll tell you that right now.
Eating hot dogs.
You damn right. My uncle told me I could eat more hot dogs than any little boy he's ever seen. Well, he worked at Cadillac in Detroit, and they always shut down in the summer for changeover. So he'd be done, for five weeks, 4 weeks. But I would wait till the Tigers had a homestand. A long homestand.
nine games.
Yep, I'm getting on a bus. Let's go. Hell, even when the riots were going on, we went to the games at night games. We didn't miss any baseball. No way. Here we are talking baseball again. We should do a sports show. Michigan won today, 52-7 or 51-7. I can't remember.
Unfortunately, Alabama's winning.
Hey.
Yep, oh, sorry, War Eagle.
Hey, Ohio State and Notre Dame is playing.
Yeah, it was close. It was 7-3 last time I saw it.
Oh, wow. What ABC?
ABC.
Okay. Sorry, folks. There's a break in the action.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to know, too.
Number two against number five. I don't like either school.
I don't either.
One of them's going to lose, and I'll be at least happy about that. Michigan beat Ohio State. They always play in the last game of the season. And boom.
They played today, Michigan and Ohio State did.
No.
Oh.
Michigan played Colorado State.
Oh,
Michigan
gotcha.
Michigan plays Ohio State at the end of the season, the last game of the season.
Yeah.
After,
Notre Dame 10, like Ohio State 7.
Like Auburn plays Alabama,
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the season.
I ain't looking forward to that.
I am. Anyway.
I hope you are.
Well, Auburn was there. Auburn will be back. You know that.
Yeah, in about 10 years.
So many people sent me so many freaking tapes. Oh, my gosh. I should do a show just playing tapes. Let me, this is my man, though. I got to play him. He's from Louisiana, Madisonville, Louisiana. Never heard of it.
Lawmakers out there today. Senator, we just got to get your take on that speech last night. I guess he wanted it red, white, and blue, but it came out pure red, and he came out loaded for bear, a political speech more suited for the DNC. What are your thoughts?
Well, I guess, Brian, I'd make 3 points. Number one, after listening to the president's speech, I really understand why it's an unassailable fact that age does not guarantee wisdom. Number two, We saw the President Biden we saw last night was really every inch Joe Biden, the politician. His speech was a very cynical attempt to fill our heads with stupid. And number three, I thought to myself, what a missed opportunity to talk to the American people straight up about the reasons when they lie down and sleep at night, they can't. He could have talked about crime, inflation, learning loss by our children, the mountains of fentanyl coming across the border, killing our teenagers. Instead, he chose to say to the American people, if you don't agree with me about higher taxes, more government, if you don't agree with me that moms are birthing people, if you don't agree with me that government has a constitutional right to talk to your five-year-old about sexuality, you're a bad person, and you're not even an American. And I guess after it was over, I said to myself, you know, it's really true. I've said this before, but the water's not going to clear up in Washington until we get the pigs out of the creek. And no one is coming to save us but ourselves. I hope people will go vote.
Here's a clip, by the way, Senator, so we can let our viewers see what you're talking about.
They were watching Tucker.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. MAGA Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair. They spread fear and lies, lies told for profit and power. But I see a different America, an America with an unlimited future, an America that's about to take off. I hope you see it as well.
Senator, you know a lot of MAGA Republicans. Does he describe them accurately?
Well, he sounds like a long-winded description and definition of what Secretary Clinton called deplorables. The people that President Biden is talking about, some of whom supported President Trump, some didn't, are the people who get up every day, go to work, obey the law, pay their taxes, try to teach their kids morals. They do want to make – they are proud of America. They do want to make America great again. They just don't agree with President Biden's neo-socialist woke agenda. They don't believe in bigger government. They don't believe in higher taxes. They don't believe in more spending. They don't believe in more regulation. They don't believe in more debt. They don't believe that we ought to turn our cops into social workers. They don't believe that stuff. And I'm very disappointed that the president would call people who don't agree with him those kind of names. I just think he's made a political mistake, but it says something about his administration.
Okay. Thank you.
That's something about him.
Yeah. Senator John Kennedy right there. My favorite senator, I believe.
He's a straight shooter.
I love his little, you know, can't clear up the stream till you get the pigs out.
Pigs out of the creek.
Yeah, get them out. Like Mitch McConnell. Get him out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, they got to vote for him. They got to vote for him in January. I think it's January. In the House, too, they get the – do they want McCarthy as the head of the
– no. He's a rhino, just like Romney.
Sure, there he is. Oh, man, he is, too. He's playing ball. But I don't know. You don't know what they're doing, you know, behind your back.
You
yeah, you see where Yeah, you're right. There's all kind of things going on. I was getting ready to say something, kind of lost my thought. You know, that's just the way it is nowadays. You got so much stuff coming at you.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Bianchi, you didn't text me anything.
Well, I'll try it again.
Daniel, talk. I'm going to put, you sure you got my number? My right number?
Oh, I tell you what, it was an email. The faxer.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I didn't get that either. So that's what I was talking about in the first place. I didn't get it.
Well, dead gum.
No.
Is your stuff working?
No.
Well, you got to tell Daniel to put your number in and give it to Daniel so he can put it in the message thing at Facebook.
Yeah, I got it written. I got it written down.
I'm going to put you in the green room right now. Daniel and Frank, talk. I'm going to give Bianchi my number.
All right. Yeah, me and Frank. Frank, go ahead.
Oh, I'm watching Notre Dame right now.
Is that your team?
Oh, this is a good game. Looks like
who's your favorite?
I'm sorry?
Who's your favorite football team?
Oh, Notre Dame. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Notre
okay.
Dame. Yeah.
I hear you. Well, I don't mind pulling for Notre Dame. I'll pull for them, Wiggy. They're winning.
Yeah,
they're doing pretty good. You saw that big tight end catch that ball.
Okay.
Yeah, he fumbled it, man. It
yeah,
like,
but he fell on it, though.
Yeah, he got it bad, boy. are you watching it?
Yeah.
Welcome to our Coach
yeah.
Al in the news, our sports. Here you go, guys.
What?
Alabama's winning 55-0.
Oh, no. Oh, what a disaster that is.
I know. They probably didn't. They probably blew the spread.
Well, I swear I don't like these teams playing cupcakes, but it does help their college because they come into Michigan. There's over 100,000 people, and they take home a big old paycheck. And that's why they always start the season at Michigan, because they get these little, I guess Colorado State isn't little, but they get these, you know, state colleges.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
You know,
how much are tickets, say at a college football game now?
Too much.
It used to be $25. Now, I don't know what the hell they are now.
I think they run more like 45 or 50, just on
average.
Oh, yeah. It can get up there.
I think Michigan gets about
$5 million on 100,000 people.
There's 104,000 or 105,000 or 106,000 people. It's over 100,000.
It's more than $5 million on an average.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
And we got to pay the coach $10 or $15 million. Come on.
Hey, at least you ain't paying like Saban.
$11.9 million.
What'd he get? Like, I thought somebody told me he got $92 million for 1 year or something like that.
No.
I was thinking more like
contract.
5 or 6.
Yeah, he signed a contract for 11.8 or 9. I don't know which. And it goes to 2028.
God.
Last day, if I remember right. I know it's $11 million, though. He's the highest paid football coach, they said.
Yeah, and Will.
Hey, Johnny, I got a question.
Okay, sir.
Go ahead.
With these guys making that kind of money, do they got, like, sponsors and representatives and all that happy stuff to pay, like, on their payroll?
Oh, yeah. They would have like an actor would have.
An agent. Yeah.
Yeah.
An agent that's going to, okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Who else do they pay?
That's all I know. I don't know.
I know Saban had all those Aflac commercials, you know, he's got some kind of management.
Well, he makes money on those, don't he?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. So, but that's not included with the sports paying these people. That's something he's kind of like what they call a side gig, right?
Right, right.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, these guys make way too much money.
Saban used to coach.
Really? Oh, unbelievable.
He coached at Michigan State, and he didn't make anything. And then he got a better deal at Louisiana, LSU.
LSU.
And then he got a better deal at Alabama. And I think he was a good coach at Michigan State, but he didn't stay around long enough to, you know, get the program going.
Well, you know, those two sports, football and basketball, was what bring in revenue to pay scholarships to sports that hardly have no attendees at all. So,
yeah.
Right. That's a good thing. Yeah. That is a good thing. I forgot how much. I used to know how much the school got paid that came into Michigan. At one time, I know it was $650,000. And that was
just to show up.
Just to show up. And
wow.
I always thought that was so wrong. Maybe not Colorado State, but they were playing teams I never even really heard of. And I was thinking, man, the college presidents don't give a damn that the kids might get hurt, you know. But, you know, Pianchi's right. They get this big paycheck. They can pay the scholarships for these athletes in all the sports, you know,
yep.
Volleyball, everything.
Gymnastics, volleyball.
Yeah, because they're out there working. You know, they work their ass off, and so does the band. The band really works their ass off. When I was coaching at Swartz Creek, the band practiced longer than we did. Damn,
yeah.
Man. They had formations, too.
Yeah, you're right. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. This is from, Carrie. Carrie. Oh, I know who Carrie is.
Creepy Joe. Watch what he said this time. Joe Biden shouldn't be talking to young children. He shouldn't be talking about teenagers either. Quite frankly, he should not be addressing or talking about anyone under the age of 21 for the remainder of his term. Wait until you see what he said this time.
Oh, no.
Thanks for watching Next News Network. I'm Ivory Hacker, filling in from my YouTube. Search Ivory Hacker on YouTube. Fight fake news with the truth every day. Arm yourself. Tap, subscribe, enable notifications, and fight back with Next News Network. Well, yet again, the president has gotten into trouble for an odd comment he made to a minor. The reason this time is what he said to a girl in the audience in Pennsylvania. According to the Western Journal, after the raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago club in South Florida, Biden's speech on Tuesday aimed to boost his campaign to ban so-called assault weapons and defend the FBI. Attempts at feisty talk are undermined by bizarre moments like this, however. Take a look.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. How are you, baby? How old are you? How old are you? Almost double figures.
What?
Almost.
You got to be kidding me.
What? It's not the first time Biden has used questionable language when talking to young girls.
Oh,
consider this
God.
Moment in March of 2021.
God damn.
And, I'm honored to be joined today by Governor Northam and by two great representatives.
You got to replay that. You got to replay that.
Thanks from Scott. And I want to thank you for all that you do to represent these service veterans, because they're devoted to you. The family members, the caregivers, survivors will call Virginia home. I'm especially honored to share the stage with Brittany and Jordan and Nathan and Margaret Catherine. I love those barrettes in her hair, man. I'll tell you what.
No way.
Look at her. She looks like she's 19 years old sitting there with her. Like a little lady.
Yeah.
Donnie, send me both of them, will you please?
Okay.
God.
It's on the same tape.
I got to go downstairs and get me something to drink. I'll be right back.
Oh, I'm going to copy it right now, Bianchi.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You should be impeached over that stuff.
I know it. Oh, my
God. I think they call that a hot mic, right?
Yeah. Oh, man.
How you doing, baby? Can you imagine some crazy mess like that, man?
How you doing, baby? How
Even Obama
you?
Wouldn't try that. He would have probably got lynched.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
My God. Okay, I sent it. Make sure you get it. Wow. That is nuts. Oh, God. She, that baby. Hey, baby.
How old are you?
Play that again.
Almost double digits.
Yeah, play that again. I want to hear that again.
Hang on, guys.
Either, quite frankly, he should not be addressing or talking about anyone under the age of 21 for the remainder of his term. Wait until you see what he said this time.
My God.
Thanks for watching Next News Network. I'm Ivory Hecker, filling in from my YouTube. Search Ivory Hecker on YouTube. Fight fake news with the truth every day. Arm yourself. Tap, subscribe,
okay,
and enable notifications. And fight back with Next News Network.
We were.
Well, yet again, the president has gotten into trouble for an odd comment he made to a minor. The reason this time is what he said to a girl in the audience in Pennsylvania. According to the Western Journal, after the raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago club in South Florida, Biden's speech on Tuesday aimed to boost his campaign to ban so-called assault weapons and defend the FBI. Attempts at feisty talk are undermined by bizarre moments like this, however. Take a look.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. How are you, baby? How old are you? Almost double figures.
Oh, my.
Yikes.
First time.
Okay. Oh, my God.
When he said double figure, was he referring to the age?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Almost.
Hell, then she's 9 years old.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Yeah, I'm twice the age. I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right now.
You're getting that age. You're almost 10 years old. Get over here. Let me sniff your hair.
If I was that child's daddy, I would run up there and whoop the hell out of him. The hell with the Secret Service.
You wouldn't get close to him, man.
I'm trying to find a tape of Sessions, Jeff Sessions, and his granddaughter. They were all on stage, and Biden was the vice president, and he came up. And he started to go, you know, to talk to the little girl, Sessions' little granddaughter. And Sessions slapped his hand about four times, patted his hand hard, and get the fuck away from my granddaughter. And he did. He got the hell out of there. Oh, my gosh. And this is all over the world now. It's Sky News has got it. Everybody's got this.
Uh-huh.
Everybody. Oh, my God, that's funny. Oh, the president of our United States. And you guys didn't want Donald Trump. The hell's wrong with you people? But, you know, they probably would do it all over again. Let me get Lori Ann on. Lori Ann, you are on.
Hello, everybody.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How y'all doing?
Good evening.
We're doing fine. How about you, Lorianne?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
Finally got a break from the hot weather and stuff like that. So I've been able to have my windows open and get fresh air in the house, which is nice. Yeah.
How old are you?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Lorianne?
Somebody wants
to
see
what?
Your hair.
Joe Biden.
Asking
that girl how old she was.
Oh, yeah. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. He should have whispered it, but his creepy whisper, like, hey, baby, how old are you?
Oh, my God. Thank God he didn't do that. Thank
Want a
God.
Piece of candy?
Oh,
oh, my.
How about some ice cream? I'll buy you an ice cream cone, baby.
Oh, good.
You make the hair on my leg stand up.
Yeah. That's the most bad is that. Oh, my God. I love
God, and then his speech. His speech was so evil.
It was
not just the speech, but the background. It's just evil.
Yeah. Yeah, they were taking like a camera shot from, you know, down low and coming up here with the shot. Oh, he looked. He had
and the
his,
lighting.
The his hands were in a fist and that red, those red lights. And then you get in the background scene of military. Oh, yeah.
Worship Lucifer. Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, I mean, I would totally would have expected like a child sacrifice, you know,
yeah,
to be the highlight of that speech or something. I'm telling you, like it was so creepy.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it.
Ohio State just scored.
Oh, did they? I was just wondering. Was it 14-10?
It will be if he makes the kick.
Hey, this is the last sports question I'm going to ask tonight, but did Texas and Oklahoma make the switch to the SEC this year?
I don't know.
I don't think they did either.
I haven't really followed it, so you'll have to go to the website and look it up. I don't know for sure. And it's not football season. I go to baseball real quick because spring training is about to start in about 5-6 weeks after the Super Bowl. All right. Let's see. I love this Uncle Tom movie, Uncle Tom the Second. You guys can look that up. It's got a 9.9 rating out of 10. It's a good, everybody should watch that. I really enjoy that. You learn a little bit. Anytime you can watch something and learn something, as long as I can remember it, you know, there's no sense of learning something if I can't remember the damn thing.
What platform is it on or platforms to watch?
It's on YouTube.
I should look it up.
YouTube.
Oh, okay, good.
Larry Elder. Who else was involved with this? Gosh, I can't remember. I got it anyway. I'm going to play the trailer, I believe. This is the trailer. I can't play what I've got.
Everything in this movie was moved from me. Most of it was anyway. I appreciated the breakdown. One of the things that it broke down for me, something that I could define but couldn't explain, was Marxism. Talking about the creation of Marxism, the history and the role that it's played in some major historical events in society, how it's infiltrated American culture, and how it's infiltrated the Black community. Because at the end of the day, that's what this film is about. It's about the Black community, and the film centers around this question, how did we get here? One thing I love about the film that I thought really had going for it was just the diversity of different narrators, and not diversity in terms of skin color, just yet everyone's Black, but just diversity of thought, diversity of experience, diversity of age, diversity in terms of different professions, because you had podcasters and commentators, former police officers, preachers, entrepreneurs, and Carson, who is one of the most gifted minds on the planet, as far as I'm concerned, all speaking history.
Because your history gives you your identity, and your identity is the basis of your beliefs.
In 1831.
That was something this film really did for me, because I've always had this very simplistic view of different parts of American history. Some I've taken deep dives in, some I haven't, and so this really takes that linear approach that we've all taken with history, because you can only learn so much in a period of time, especially if you're in school, and branches it off like a tree.
Hello? Hi.
So everything that I thought about Martin Luther King, everything that I've been told about the Tulsa Massacre, everything I've been told about Black Wall Street, challenged. I'm having to rethink and reevaluate everything I've been taught. That's excellent. That's necessary. And that has to be constant. That has to be constant. You have to constantly be challenged. You have to constantly be learning and figuring things out. You never stay the same.
The people who founded this nation said that our system of government was designed for a well-informed and educated populace. And when they become less informed, they become vulnerable.
I can't wait to hear what other people thought, especially people from maybe different walks of life, different thoughts, different racial groups. I can't wait to hear what people think. There is a lot in this film that is just very provocative and aggressive, and I love that. And I can't wait. I can't wait to see and hear what people think. So, Uncle Tom 2, August 26th, 10 out of 10 recommend.
Yeah, it's very good. It's got Officer Tatum. I play his tapes a lot. Adam West, Larry Elder, Chad Jackson. Who else? There's a Jesse Lee Peterson. There's a whole bunch, and from I like it. And Dr. Carol Swain. She taught down in Tennessee. Vanderbilt.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
She's got some brainage.
Oh, yeah. She was a professor. And they're all different. They're young, some old, in the middle,
yeah.
And they all come from a different perspective. Pretty awesome. And you can rent it or buy it. I think you should buy it because you would probably want to play it about 10 times. Because, you know,
yeah.
I always look at something and if I see, thanks to Cinnamon, she ruined it for me. Now I'm spotting, I'm watching something like, I love Western, so I'll be watching Gunsmoke. And now I'm, instead of looking at the characters, I'm looking past them and I've seen pickup trucks driving down the road that's supposed to be out.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And cameras, you know, on these big old, it pisses me off. But now I do that. He just makes me sick. She makes me sick.
I look for that same stuff. I do.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, yeah. I ruined a lot of good stuff in there. Tell you that. Oh, well, Biden, you know, he said he didn't say anything like that. So he's walked this thing back, trying to walk it back. You can't walk 47 Thursday night. You can't walk
that.
Oh,
my gosh. No.
Not at all. Man, 9 minutes ago. I don't know. I won't play that.
Whatever happened to lying being somewhat related to perjury? I know that's lying before what a court or even Congress or the Senate. That's perjury.
Well,
but I don't see any difference lying to the American people if you're just saying anchor. Go ahead,
Daniel, hang on. Unless they're sworn in, they can lie all they want. If they took the oath, then, you know, they're sitting down getting grilled. They can't lie. They're not supposed to lie. But when they get up that podium, oh, I know. They get up that podium when they're talking to the Senate or the House. They can lie all they want. And nothing's going to happen to them.
Right. Now, how is that? What kind of immunity do they have or has been made up that doesn't send them straight to prison for perjury?
Well, when they're on the House floor doing it, they're not under oath to testify when they're, you know, they got to swear if they're,
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, you know, these investigations before these House panels or you know.
Nothing happens to them. Nothing happens. No,
see,
nobody. everybody lied. The CIA for Obama, he lied.
Mm-hmm.
Comey, he lied.
Bill Clinton.
Clapper.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton. All of them lied. And nothing ever happens. They get busted and they still don't. But you let Trump one time. You let one of his guys maybe not remember something and say something different, and they hold that against you right away. I mean, they do. And if that's why you should have a lawyer at all times.
Yeah, and Donnie, you know, this whole Mar-a-Lago raid about these documents or whatnot, and you go back to Sandy Berger, that stuffed all this shit down in his crotch and his socks.
Yeah.
No, you know, nothing happened to him. There was several others to do it. You know, and then Trump, his team was acting, or they were in contact with the FBI the entire time. You know, Trump's liaison, I guess his lawyer. You know, and what a double standard. I am so sick of the double standard. And it's evident to everybody. If you sit there and say there's not double standards going on, you're a liar. You are a freaking liar.
No, you're right.
I mean,
how did it
get so bad?
I don't know. You got a Democrat. Two Democrats, rather. One that was a chauffeur for a senator, and a Chinese spy from China.
Feinstein?
Yeah, driving her for 20 freaking years.
Think about what all he knows.
How much talking did she do on a phone to somebody in the back seat? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
20 years. After 20 years, you know, I got to trust this guy, you know. So
right.
You'd be talking about all kinds of crap in front of him, but nothing happened. And then you talk about Swalwell. Screwing the hell out of a Chinese spy. Nothing happened to him either. It just got dropped. Just drop it.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. It's a good piece of butt, and that's all it was. And
you
let it go.
Probably dead now. I don't know. You know, who knows?
She split back to China, so she's not dead. She worked good for him.
She worked it, huh?
Yeah, she worked it all right.
Yeah.
You hear it a couple times on TV, and that's it. Everything gets dropped.
Yeah. I'm tired of it. I don't understand it. It's obvious to everybody, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, what's going on here.
Yeah, they all know. They all knew it was a lie about the Russian deal. Everybody knew that crap.
Mm-hmm.
And they still put it out there. And I hope when all this hits the fan, and it will eventually.
Oh, yeah.
I hope people realize who was spreading all the bullshit.
Yeah. Oh,
Joe
Scarboroughs,
the Cuomo over there, and the Don Lemon.
Cuomo.
Yeah, and all these. I want them to remember those people and a few on Fox News spreading all that bullshit. And I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. If you're spreading bullshit, I hope you realize that you're the big part of the problem. Big.
Exactly.
You're bigger part than the damn politicians.
Uh-huh. Because you're spreading it to the masses.
That's right.
I mean, and there are people that, unlike us, they do believe every word that comes off of CNN or or Fox or MSNBC. They believe it. They take it as gospel if it comes off one of those channels. It's gospel.
Yeah, that's right.
And that is just, it's a complete lie. I think it's illegal somehow. I don't know. I don't know the laws.
I don't know.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
No, it's not illegal. It isn't. You know, I can see what's going to happen here, and I believe this is all a setup on Trump.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna make a deal with him. We won't tell the folks you're not running for president. We won't convict
right.
you.
Right.
I can see that happening right now. And
mm-hmm.
what would you do?
I believe that 100%, Donnie. I believe you're right 100%, man.
Not every day you agree with me, Daniel. That scares me.
You know, Trump might come up and say he's not going to run for president, but he might just run for vice president. Then what?
Well, he wouldn't be. Yeah. Wouldn't that be something? I don't know who in the hell
it's
would
pretty
want
likely, to. Though. Think about it.
Yeah, no, but he can't be vice president. Whoever is the president can't have Donald Trump as vice president. No way
right.
in hell.
I'm
right.
Man, you might get a point there.
Yeah. Hell no.
You know, yeah, okay.
But
much
DeSantis
is
a bad boy. Woo! Nope. Can't wait for him to get up there.
Yeah, but why aren't, you know, they're not even going after him at all, so that scares me about him. I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't think about that, yeah.
DeSantis, you know, running for president. He's got a big mouth, and he takes care of Florida really good. I really
mm-hmm.
enjoy it. But what will he do? Because, he was part of that Washington crowd, too. So they're not even going after him because maybe they know something. I don't know.
I see what you're saying. They've got the goods on. He's kind of compromised, too, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe he's cross-gender. Oh, now that'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, don't surprise me none.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Can you imagine what kind of people will be appointed then, huh?
Yeah. You guys keep talking. I'll be right with you. I got to talk to Cinnamon for a minute. I'm going to put her in the green room. So you guys.
All righty. What's the score on that game now, Frank?
I don't know. I'm watching. I'm watching the game. I'm not really paying attention to the score at the moment.
Let's see.
It's a pretty good game, though.
It is 14-10, Ohio State. 10 minutes left in the fourth.
I can't trust my screen yet.
10 minutes left in the fourth. Ohio State just ran a 2-yard run. Left end sweep. God, Georgia killed Oregon. Ah, they beat them by 46 points.
I love watching college football. It's far better.
Which school in Oregon? Beavers
which
or Ducks?
Ducks. I mean, it was like number three Georgia against number 11
Whoa.
Or number 10 Oregon, and Georgia just put it on them.
Damn.
But Georgia's got a good team. Okay, so let's see here. Final alert on somebody. Florida beat Utah. Utah was number 7. Florida was unranked. That's just all you can say about that is SEC recruitment, man. This everybody wants to go to the SEC team. God. So, Lori Ann, what's been going on? What's give us a update, some news, something.
Something. Well, my show tomorrow is celebrating 1 year since I launched my Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann show.
Okay.
Can't believe it's already been a year.
Wow.
So hopefully I get some people calling in. I know my former co-host V plans to call in, and my former radio sidekick doll plans to call in. Hopefully Joe will call in too, and you all call in. And
hello, Lori.
Mark a 1 year. Hey, Bianchi.
Congratulations.
Hey, Donnie.
On 1 year.
I just had a friend of mine call me.
He's in a green room with Cinnamon.
Oh, okay. He told me that he works for American Airlines,
mm-hmm.
and he told me that they don't had over 200 people die from them shots.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep.
Pilots or pilots and passengers?
No, not passengers, employees, because he works the...
my God.
Yeah, he works the rack, I guess you call it, you know, loading, unloading planes. He said 200, they got what they call a death board. He's there in Dallas. He said they had 200 people on that death board.
Man.
Nobody hearing nothing about this stuff, man.
Uh-uh.
And he said another lady, a doctor, said that those shots have got like a 5-year time release, seemingly, that 5 years is going to release stuff in your body is going to take you out.
You know, Bianchi, what I've always heard is that either that nanotechnology or that graphene or graphite they put in there,
mm-hmm.
these 5G cell phone towers or just 5G towers in general, can activate this. That's why people are dropping dead and just walking down the street in China because they have so many towers. And everybody over there has been vaccinated, and you know the frequencies put out by these towers would just activates whatever and kills you.
Uh-huh.
Boom.
Boom. Checka, yep. Checka. Boom. Hey Donnie, a friend of mine, I've along for a long time. He works for American Airlines.
Uh huh.
There in Dallas, he said that he got a death board, and they say over 200. Employees for American Airlines just there have died from them shots.
200?
200.
That's just
Lord.
Unbelievable.
Wow. And he got the that card to show that you was a pastor, a Universal
uh-huh.
Life Church.
Yeah.
So they accepted his. He wasn't going to take it anyway, take their shots anyway. I've been doing it for a long time.
Wow.
But no, man. See, but the thing is about that pisses me off is that nobody talks about these things. Nobody talks about the kids that's having nosebleeds all of a sudden. Nobody talks about that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's where you got to start wondering who in the heck is behind this, or not only who, but what is behind this
mm-hmm.
when we start getting into these supernatural theories.
Mm-hmm. They said Mike Tyson's in a wheelchair now. From it.
Well, he said he have a sciatic nerve problem in his back, so we have to see.
Yeah, I think it's something else, Daniel.
Yeah, probably
right
now. Holyfield's ear.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably got poison. Earwax poison.
I think he was. God.
That was crazy.
He was a monster.
Yeah, he was.
When he was 19, he was something else.
He was a monster.
I'm
glad Muhammad Ali wasn't in his. I'm glad they didn't.
Oh yeah, he would have hurt him.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
I mean, Mike Tyson came out and said, you know, I'm a killer. I kill you. I eat your babies. I mean, he would just.
Oh yeah.
I was like, what? What did he just say?
Well, he saved boxing. I think he saved boxing. It was boring as hell. Nobody was talking about it. You know, when Muhammad Ali, you had Joe Frazier, George Foreman, these guys.
Barry Holmes.
Yeah, these guys were characters that people followed. There was nothing after those guys. Nothing until the monster from New York. Oh, man.
Hey, Don King put a bunch of good matches together.
Yeah.
As a promoter.
Yes, he did.
I mean, that hair, I don't know about that hair, but you know.
Yeah, that hair might be a little different, but the dude is, you know, I guess he ripped off a few, they say, a few of the fighters, but.
Oh, yeah.
You sign with the guy, that's just how it goes, isn't it?
Well, you know, before the modern fighter, you had to deal with the mob, like Sonny Liston.
Yeah.
And
yep.
The mob was, they would steal from you and kill you.
No, you're right.
I think they killed Sonny Liston. He found dead in his hotel room.
See,
you know, and you're right. I read a lot of things on Sonny Liston and that. Serious.
That first fight, yeah. No, the second fight.
Second. That mysterious phantom punch. I said, oh, yeah. After what I read, it's got to be.
Yeah, especially when he rolled around a couple of times.
Yeah. Sonny Liston didn't do that. That was definitely out of
character.
Yeah.
Something was going on. I don't know, but... you know how things were back in them days. They pretty rough in every damn thing.
Yeah,
I heard recently y'all were talking about the mob being, you know, intervened or whatever, running the show.
Yeah.
That they're still doing it with football, I know, because of the point spreads, the over and unders, the point spreads. And that there's not one coach that is not involved. I'm sure there are some. But if the mob comes to you and tells you to blow a game by 10, you know, you're pretty much going to do it.
I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know about that. I don't know if I believe that's the case. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I've seen too many bad calls at the end of games of, you know, SEC championship something.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
true.
I'm like, hang on now.
Now, there was one ref that in basketball got caught, Dave, and, you know, doing the fouls, fouling these guys out, finally got caught. Sure did.
Damn.
But that Lori Lightfoot, she's crazy as hell, man. Did you get that text message? You get a chance to read this. You don't have to do it now, but...
I thought it was an email.
One was an email, but one's a text message because he gave me his phone number.
Oh, I forgot y'all went in the green room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where'd Cinnamon go?
She's on her way. It gets a little loud in that car. Oh, yeah, I got it, Nancy. I got it. Wow. I can't believe that. Section 8 housing. Oh, my.
I mean, how many people is that going to knock out of rent, Pianchi? Just say in any given
they
city.
It's been going on for years in Atlanta, and the guy told me, I wrote it down, he said like 50,000.
50,000 in
Atlanta. I can't believe and look at what's going on in Jackson, Mississippi. The governor told the people don't drink the water.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And Biden said he's going to give the money. Wait a minute. Biden's going to give the money straight to the Atlanta government. Not the Atlanta, the Jackson, Mississippi government.
You know, it's always a good idea.
You can imagine what's going to happen there, don't you?
Yeah. Just ask Flint, Michigan, please. Ask Flint, Michigan about that money.
Yeah.
They
just spent a lot of money on the football stadium because of Deion Sanders working with the players and making a decent team out of them.
Oh, where at now?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, Dion's working with them.
Yeah, he's been the coach there for going on 2 years.
I did not know that. I love
Dion. He got him dressing up in suits and everything. He said they ain't coming wearing house shoes.
I bet he still wears some earrings, though.
Yeah, he still does.
Yep.
He's got a problem with his legs, too. I've seen him in wheelchairs.
Well, can you imagine the beating he took?
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah.
If we ever see an athlete get killed on the field, it's going to be on football. Them guys are something else nowadays.
There was one football player that I know died, Detroit Lions, back when I was a teenager. I know that. And I was in Detroit at that time. Forgot his name. I can't believe I forgot his name. Anyway, he was a wide receiver. Yeah, he was.
My nephew scored 2 touchdowns for Mizzou against Baton Rouge Community College.
Look out!
All right, awesome.
I guess when they go and see what happens when they play something bigger, some more formidable team.
Yeah, well,
and maybe might score 4 touchdowns. You know,
well, you're damn right. He might fully, just tear up a big school. But I don't give a damn what school. L.K. Line said one time about baseball, and I imagine every sport. He says when you're playing, if it's even little league, you're thinking the same as we do in big leagues. You're playing the same game.
Yeah.
That's what he was getting to. You're playing the same game. Doesn't matter. You know, one day you hit a home run off a pitcher, and the next day you're going to strike out
3 times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you bust into the league wildfire, them pitchers learn you. And they start cooling you down.
Oh, they'll cool you. All right. There's one. Bob Gibson would cool you real quick.
Yeah, he was something else.
Hey, who won the Little League World Series?
Yeah, I don't know. I was going to ask you that. I have no idea.
Michigan won it last year.
Yeah.
Michigan wins it pretty often, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would think they up there where they only play about 5 months out of a year. But down here in Florida and in Louisiana, they play every damn day, even through December.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. But they got gyms now that and facilities that you can rent. The schools rent, especially basketball. They can rent this facility and play basketball, or they can. They got batting cages and all kinds.
Well, they have
of
one on campus, like the big schools.
Yeah. You know, back in the spring, in Michigan, it's wetter than hell, so they can't get on the field. So they do have a net and a pitching machine.
I put my grandson in a batting cage and pitching machine in his front yard.
Oh, did you? Well, that's awesome.
A 70-foot long, 14-foot wide, and 12-foot high.
Nice.
Pitching machine.
You didn't,
but
you didn't skimp at all on that.
They're not that expensive though. You think they would cost an arm and leg, but they're not that expensive. Well, they are expensive, but
yeah,
you know what
I got you. Yeah, I wanted to buy my son one, but he said he could use the one at school. And I didn't have no place to put it. At that time, I lived in the city, Schwartz Creek. So I said, where in the hell would I put one? I think Cinnamon's home. Did you know Mama's home? Go get Mama. Go get her.
Okay. Hawaii won. Hawaii won. How you say it? Pianchi Curacao.
Hawaii, who were they playing?
That island nation, Curacao or something.
Oh, I don't.
They played Hawaii. Hawaii beat them.
Spell it.
I don't keep up with football.
Oh, no, this is the Little League World Series.
Oh.
Yeah. spell that whatever.
C-U-R-A-C-A-O.
I didn't know kids in Hawaii grew no taller, 4 foot six.
they get walked a lot.
Taiwan beat Tennessee for the third place and fourth place. So there you go.
Ah.
Tennessee had a good team. It was out of Nolensville, outside of Nashville.
And Lorianne, dear, you've been on. So what do you mean I got my hand raised? You've been on.
Laurie?
Oh, I typed that like a while ago.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's see, at...
All right.
7:09 my time. So, okay. Yeah, like 45 minutes ago.
Okay. Well, all right. No problem.
I don't have to get technical.
Leave me alone.
I got this email about Joe Biden.
Go ahead, Deontay.
No, I'm going to tell you, I got that email you sent on Joe Biden.
Okay.
God.
We need something. Oh.
Man, that is some stuff, man.
Yeah. Baby.
How old are you? Come on.
How the hell do people stand for that kind of stuff, man? God damn, this man
they
is crazy.
Boot him off the stage.
Making passes at young kids, man. That's at say, oh, you double digits. Well, that means they're 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
And see, and that's not uncommon for him.
No. Now, you can understand if it, you know, he says something out of line the first time, but he's been doing this before he lost his mind. He was doing this crap and taking showers. Now, Tucker
said,
his
daughter at that age.
Allegedly, the daughter was even older taking showers. I said, wow. Tucker said, that's pretty much what he heard. And my God, where was Dr. Jill at, huh? Where was the good old Dr. Jill when this was going on?
Shit, she probably was waiting to get in after he got out.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt if Hunter and Jill hasn't hooked up. I think that's what they might have did a boogie-woogie. Who knows? I don't know. It's a freaky family. It really is.
Exactly. Yep.
And Hunter, you don't hear it anymore, but something about his niece. They were keeping their niece away from him for some reason. You know, I don't know. But it's got to be a pretty bad reason.
Yeah, some kind of restraining order or something, huh?
But last night, I don't know if you guys, well, not last night, Thursday night, while he was speaking, you could hear it faintly, and Joe heard it because he said these, you know, he pointed out where they were screaming, let's go, Brandon, and pedophile. So
good.
And he remarks that these people over there, even those bad people over there or something, I don't know what the hell he was talking about. But you can faintly hear it. Yes, sir.
They say that laptop's got so much information on it that, I mean, Hunter's life's pretty much over with.
If they want it to be.
Right.
Yeah. Giuliani said there's some bad, really bad things, and it's not just drugs; it's other things. And I guess you can guess. Well, I'm still looking for the soul of America, because I guess if you're a MAGA person, you stole the soul, got rid of it somehow. Stole the soul.
Man, I tell you what, to turn this country around, it's going to take a lot of work and sacrifice.
Oh, boy, you ain't kidding. You aren't kidding. It's going to take, say Trump runs and wins. Okay, he's got his 4 years. Say DeSantis runs and wins and does two terms. You got 12 years. Oh, I know. I'm counting
good.
Trump. And if they all, if they pull together and do the same thing, maybe they could clean some of this mess up without
getting killed.
I don't know. Trump, you don't know that he might be assassinated. I don't know.
Yeah.
What kind of sacrifice?
He sacrifices, you're going to have to stop your normal recreational activity and just in this one instance, spend more time with what's going on with your children in these schools.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to put back, work to put back the same type of education that I was fed when I was coming up. Hell, we were looking at World War II movies then.
Oh, yeah.
The Green Beret and all that, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And hell, even when the TV went off, they played the national anthem at night. Remember that, Donnie?
They sure did.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah.
They sure did.
I don't know how better yet to say it.
That concludes.
I mean, what are you going to sacrifice? Staying home with your kids? That's a sacrifice?
Well,
don't have them if you don't want to stay at home with them.
Apparently.
You know what I mean?
Some of these people.
It's a sacrifice.
I guess it's
what you do with your kids when you're spending time.
Right.
Are you letting them use their phone the whole time and talk to their friends when they should be doing their homework?
And then you know, like organizations need to boycott these states like Kansas, for instance. Look at South Carolina. They're boycotting the game with BYU because they say that this a girl, this woman that plays on their, I guess it's the volleyball team, said that they was at a game and somebody in the stands was calling her racial slurs. Nobody else heard it.
Nobody, and they went through all the tapes from radio and TV, and they said they can't see it. But I don't think it was her as much as it was the stepmother. I mean, not the stepmother, the godmother. And she's running for judge. And she put it private now, but the tweets, it's on the internet somewhere. I heard that they were reading today. This woman is racist as you can be, and she is running for judge, to be a judge in Texas. I think it's Texas. But yeah, she's the one that came out with that crap.
She's the one, that lady on the volleyball team.
Mm-hmm.
I think she participates or leads the team that's to not stand for the national anthem and all that kind of crap.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's
like
always
that woman
a connection.
Go ahead,
Daniel.
I was just going to say, just like that woman
Brittany
who colored her hair on the Olympic.
Jackson.
That's
ridiculous, man. What the hell what do you get out of that? Ain't nobody paying no attention to that.
No, the shock is over with. The shock of that is over with. You know, you're just looking. You know that who you're talking about, Daniel. And she was, you know, on her knee during the national anthem, and right behind her is a beautiful black woman on the team. She was standing.
And she's
doing it for racial equality, and the one behind her standing up. It just blew my, you know, that picture says a thousand things to me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
God.
I don't know. kids.
What is that sending to the rest of the world?
Oh, God. Oh, gosh. No telling. We aren't respected. Trump finally got us back. I think they didn't know where Trump was coming from, so they kind of had to wait and see, find out. And they found out Trump doesn't take too much bullshit from any of them. As a matter of fact, I could play it in fact real quick, but it takes a while. He was at the UN, Trump was, and he told Germany right there in the UN that you're making a big mistake and you're going to pay for it eventually, because they were using the Russia oil and
natural gas. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was laughed at. He was laughed at. I don't know what they call them in Germany. Anyway, he showed three of them laughing. And, mm-hmm. And they're not laughing too much anymore.
No, they're about to be freezing.
Yeah. Trump knew what the hell was going on, and he didn't take no shit from nobody. He got NATO. He got them back on track with these idiots that put all the pressure on our tax dollars on that crap. He got millions of dollars for them.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Palin lost.
Lost, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. What do you think of that? What you read into that?
I guess the way they vote, it's crazy to me. But that says something. But she'll be running. She'll be running in. But you take that other guy out, and
She would have won.
Yeah, she would have whooped the hell out of it. Yeah. Let me see what cinnamon. I don't know if she's in yet. You got 90 seconds. We got a lot of people on the switchboard. If you'd like to join, please push 1 on your keypad and I'll get you right on. Well, probably not right on, but you'll be close to being on anyway. I might not like you enough to put you on, so we could go there.
What happened to Palin?
She got 48% of the vote, but there's another Republican right behind her, I think, got 45, maybe lower than that, maybe 35.
Stalking horse, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you put, I don't know if all of them are going to run again. I know Palin's running against the lady, the Democrat that won, but if they consolidate Palin and this other gal or other man, there's no problem. They'll win the seat. But I don't know.
Well, like in our state, we would have a runoff if nobody hit 50% in the Republican primary, you know.
Well, she got the winner did get 51%. So she
Oh, so somebody beat her.
Yeah, Democrat beat her. See, they go that 1-2-3, you know. You got your first who you want, and then your second choice, and then your third choice.
That's
how they vote in Alaska. Yeah, they voted for that in 2020, and it just sounds like a cluster crap to me.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know it either till this election, and I was reading about it. First selection, second, and third. And I don't
like
why.
That's a red state, too. But like you said, the votes were divided between the two conservatives.
Yeah. If you had the vote totals for both Palin and this guy that was running as a Republican, too, they would have blew the Democrat right out of the water. So I'm not worried about that seat. I think that seat will stay red. Yeah, you got to swallow your pride. One of you guys is going
to
have to get out. Palin or this guy is going to have to get the hell out.
You got to.
If you want to keep the seat, you're not going to win if you If you don't, that's as simple as that.
But it's a Senate seat, right?
What's that?
Is it a Senate seat or a House seat?
I think it's a House seat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Murkowski.
Yeah, Murkowski is the senator from Alaska.
Oh God, her. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we need her to drop her ass out.
Yeah. actually, Trump went to Alaska, had a rally in Alaska for Palin and whoever's running against Murkowski. We'll see how that goes. So who sent me this? Chris Stegall sent me this and said this is extraordinary.
Oh.
Bill Maher confronts Klobuchar and Reiner with undeniable fact, and they can't help but sputter January 6th. Okay, we'll play it. It's only a minute 51.
So he's saying it's okay to have a conspiracy to get rid of somebody as bad as Trump. It's a little bit of a thorny question, because once you go down this road, this is sort of where we are in this country. The other side is so evil, anything is justified in preventing them from taking office. Is it?
No. You know what's not justified? Using armed violence to try to kill people in the Capitol. That's not justified.
Answer this question.
Huh?
Answer this question.
What is
was
the
it
question?
The question is, was it appropriate to bury the Hunter Biden?
You're talking about the press doing that?
He's saying that's what they did, and that is what they did. They buried the Hunter Biden story before the election because they were like, we can't risk having the election thrown to Trump. We'll tell them after the election. Well,
and we know for a fact that that's what they did?
Of course. You don't
follow
me. Come on,
you know for a fact that that's what they did? I don't know what they did.
I know, because you only watch MSNBC.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Well, then you would know about this.
I do know about that.
Well, you're acting like you
know. I do know about that, and I do watch Fox. But the point is, we're going to prove now that the press tried to...
They're admitting it. That's not even an issue anymore. They're saying, yes, we basically did this because we didn't want this to throw the election.
They had the laptop.
Yes.
I don't know that they've all said this. And I believe strongly
in the
First
Amendment. Well,
the New York
Times definitely didn't.
My dad is a reporter. I believe in it. And I think you have to make sure that you're treating people fairly. But I think Rob's point here is that we are dealing with
dumbass.
A man who used to be the president right now, who literally tried to lead an armed insurrection.
An armed insurrection. Somebody tell me what the hell arms did they have, please. Who planted the pipe bombs? Tell me that. All of a sudden that gets forgotten, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Anything the FBI touches turns to crap. And they don't want to investigate because they don't want
another insurrection. Who got shot and killed and murdered? Well, murdered, that is Babbitt. And I'm glad murder has no statute of limitation, because whenever you change politics and put people who's in there and dedicated to enforce the law, the guy that kills her is going to face trial and punishment.
I hope so. I hope so, but I'm so jaded.
So little faith.
Yeah, little faith, jaded, whatever you want to call it, with the FBI.
Oh, and they ain't going to do jack.
They ain't going to do nothing. And now, I guess there's 15, as of Wednesday, I think it was 15 whistleblowers, FBI whistleblowers. And, and now there's rumblings about they want Mr. Ray to resign or get fired.
You say it's whistleblower? Where'd you find that at? In Blondie cartoon?
No.
I've seen it.
You smart ass.
I ain't never seen that. You must have been reading Blondie cartoons. You remember Blondie?
Hold on. Grassley. Grassley said there's 15 whistleblowers from the FBI, and he, you know, he's the head of the minority investigation, and 15, and now there's rumblings of they do want Ray to resign because he's lost control of the FBI. I don't think anybody's had control of the FBI.
They need to get Garland. They need to get Garland out of there. That's what that wimp.
Oh my God!
Hell, they work under his direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the man.
And if you, I tell you, if you don't do anything, make sure you look at the Glenn Beck timetable of the things that led up to the FBI raid. Hell, he said that they came out there and got. The National Archives came out and got 12 boxes or something like that and took it back.
Yeah.
They came out and inspected them.
Yeah.
All of them, and said out of all of them, they wanted to take these back.
Yeah. Yeah, in June, they were out there in June, and Trump had said, take anything you want, whatever you want, take it. And then they called and wanted him to add a lock to the room, and he did that. So they, you know, this is all BS, just complete. And that judge, now I don't know how she's going to you know, go, but he wants that master and
right
to go over, you know, make sure everything's on the up and up. And she really got into the government. Because she said, now, if you've got something, why are you so against having this master? This was Thursday afternoon. Because she put the government right on the spot. Why wouldn't you want?
You know, when you do evil, you draw a blank on common sense.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
You know,
you're
in
right.
Other words... You go to a place to set the building on fire,
mm-hmm.
and you take your wallet out to get a toothpick and set it on the desk and leave it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what they do, Donnie.
I know, brother. God damn, I know.
They don't. They do stuff where they implicate their own.
But nothing ever happens.
No. But nothing ever happens.
Nothing.
And that's where the people should rise up.
Right.
This lady talking about Trump-led insurrection, a mob, well, that's when people should rise up, when it's obvious right there in front of your face and nothing is happening to these folks.
Yeah. Right. And I forgot what senator was screaming that five people died January 6th. No, they didn't. Shut up. And they're lying in these goddamn TV news stations. They know they're lying, and they never call them out.
They repeat the same thing.
No. Oh, I don't know. I get to...
Thank goodness that judge was appointed by Trump, though, early on.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
now, did you guys hear the kid-friendly drag show in Texas?
No.
And it was protected by Arm Antifa, dressed all black with flak jackets, and they're carrying AR-15s, and they're right there. And these kids are in this drag, just looking. And they got this little kid, I don't know, it's a boy, but it's, you know, girl, and dancing for these people. Freaking dancing for these. I want the parents to be, you lose your kid. This would never happen.
This is the Drag the Kids to Pride event. Organizers promoted it as a family-friendly drag show.
It's glitter, it's fun, and it's a show. It's all for a great cause. It's a G-rated drag show.
Coming out of the closet means when you tell everybody that you're gay. It's something that gay people have to do.
Tiffany, you're one of the youngest and first drag queen/kids.
It comes to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on the couch.
and they all go marching in the big parade.
What's that?
I was talking to the owner's wife, and she said explicitly that there are children in there. They've given everybody a wristband for under 21 and over 21.
Uh-huh.
Drag shows that brand themselves as child-friendly or all ages welcome have been popping up across the country from Palm Springs to Dallas. So we all know it was only a matter of time before one showed up in suburbia, USA, and that's exactly what happened this past weekend in Roanoke, Texas. Newly opened Anderson Distillery and Grill decided to get in on this underage action and host their own child-friendly, that's the key word here, child-friendly drag show on Sunday, August 28th. Of course, this raised some concerns online, especially in the conservative-minded Roanoke, closed-minded Cretan. So the owner took to Facebook in advance to assure everyone that the drag performances would be positively PG, John Hughes-esque. Now, of course, while I had absolutely zero reason to not believe this drag show would be PG as advertised, as a reputable journalistic outfit, I wanted to make sure that I and my team was doing all of our due diligence. So I sent them out undercover as specialists to get the not-so-skinny on the drag show and see exactly how kid-friendly it was.
Over here.
My team's findings were, just watch.
How are y'all doing?
How's it going?
Doing all right.
Don't you know these guys are just burning up and it's all black in Texas? And across the street is the other side of the story that they don't want.
Parents is protesting against it?
Yeah, there's kids. Yeah, there's parents across the street. Now, the cops said, you stay on your side and you stay on your side and there won't be any trouble.
You know what that sounds like, don't you? There was people on both sides, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And yeah. Isn't that what Donald Trump said about Charlottesville?
Yeah, that's right. Good people on both sides. Now, these drag queens are dancing around and their kids are handing them dollar bills and grown-ups are handing them, they got a fistful of dollars or whatever, $5, whatever the hell they're getting.
Oh, God. Where was this held at? It wasn't at a public school, was it?
No. It was in Roanoke. Texas.
Roanoke. That reminded me of the place out there on the East Coast where everybody disappeared.
Virginia,
yeah. Well, you know, Donnie, if the parents let their kids do that, that's their business. But it's when you force and have children doing stuff that the parents don't know nothing about, like the one teacher was taking his class to a gay bar.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of bullcrap. That man should be fired.
Oh, yeah.
And sued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm going to send
fired and file civil suits against him. That's another thing that people can do.
Yeah, that's true. I just sent that to you, Pianki, so you can watch it. It's Stephen Crowder's group.
The stuff that's going on nowadays, man, I tell you the truth. And you say Antifa was their arm.
Oh, yeah.
In some capacity.
You watch that. You'll see that there's a lot of arm Antifa.
Well, you know what that means. And Frank, like I was saying, you got to sacrifice. Well, when our children have events, Christian events, churches, schools, we need to have armed people at these places, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That sends a message. We protect ours. Go ahead, Daniel.
I was just going to say that's just it, though. I mean, the liberals want to stop the AR-15 or even the AR-15 look-alike guns from getting into conservative hands, but yet a left-wing sect of the liberal, party, Antifa, they can carry them around all damn day long.
Well,
around
Texas,
kids.
In Texas, it's legal. So there's nothing
well,
you can
let me
do
tell you. You know how they criticized Kyle Rittenhouse?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Said he came across state lines and he was someplace he wasn't. Well, in downtown, I sent you that story, downtown St. Louis, Washington and 20th Street, down there by the police, station is over on Market. You had about at least a half dozen or more black males walking down the public street shooting at each other.
Yeah.
Shooting cars, shooting up on balconies with somebody hollering down at them. And some of them had to come across the East Bridge from Illinois. So that's the same thing they accused Kyle Rittenhouse doing.
Yeah.
Nothing is heard.
Nothing
is heard.
Another double standard.
And you know what? If you follow it like I have, I can't remember half the things I've read anymore, but the silence you're getting from Mitch McConnell, it's very, that's loud to me.
It tells a story, don't it?
It does to me. Mm-hmm. He's just not doing a damn thing.
Is useless. He is totally useless now.
He is.
And that was one of Donald Trump's problems. He could run the country as far as the law and economics is concerned. Mm-hmm. But his choice for people he put in places, these people weren't worth a damn.
No, totally against him. Totally against him. And he didn't know, though. He trusted people in the party to, suggest things. And even Bill Barr. Boy, everybody was talking how great it's going to be with Bill Barr. He was a do-nothing piece of crap, too. He had that damn laptop about a year before the damn election. He sat on
it, right.
Too.
That's right. That's right.
And people forget that crap.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't forgotten it. And he's now saying Trump, Trump might not have any rights to this or that. God, shut up, you fat piece of crap. Where in the hell were you when, you're supposed to be ahead of all this and you didn't do a damn thing?
Yeah.
Not a freaking thing. Nobody calls him out on it, though. Not a damn person. He's been on TV. I guess he wrote a book.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, I get this upset. And I will talk about it, Jim. Hang on. California, they locked the smart thermostats they said it was an emergency, energy emergency in California. I guess 22,000 homes, and it was hotter than hell. Couldn't change their thermostat because they got locked out, because that's exactly what's going to happen. That's how they're going to control. If you're living in the north, you're going to freeze your ass off if they want you to. And, I had to get one. I was the last one to get one. Then they said they were going to charge us over 100. What the hell was it? Cinnamon nose. Oh, it was too much for me. I couldn't afford to pay. On top of this high energy bill, I couldn't afford to add over $100 to it to have somebody come out and read my meter. And I said, nobody comes out now. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But they say, well, we're going to have to send them out. And it's once a month we'll send them out, but it's going to cost you. And I went with it as far as I could. But now we've got one.
What a racket, man. What a racket.
Yeah. Well, they're slowly but surely taking control of things. These smart cars, these electric cars are ran on computers. Guess what? They got a kill switch, too. They got a damn kill switch. And you're not going to drive today. And by the way, the energy company said, you don't plug your cars in. Don't plug your cars in. Holy crap. What are you going to do? What in the hell are you going to do?
That's crazy.
I gotta go to work, but I need to plug my car in. No, you can't.
But I
can't.
Yeah.
Sorry, but we want you to have these cars, but you know.
Yeah.
Can't get any energy right now. Yeah, I wonder where in the hell they think this energy's coming from, huh? Oh my God!
Somebody pedaling a bicycle somewhere.
I guess so. I guess that's exactly what they think. What a bunch of dumbasses! And
oh yes, because you know, and don't forget to get your solar panels. Well, at the same time, they want to put crap in the air to block out the sun. Because that totally makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly makes sense. Don't you ever question our government again, young lady. Wow. Yeah, that's...
I'm bad.
You need a spanking. We'll send Frank and Daniel over there.
It'll probably hurt your hand more than it hurts my ass.
Well, I'll have fun doing it, so don't worry about it. Don't worry about their little pain. But this is getting bad in Colorado. This too. In Colorado, they lock people out. Got to be 90 degrees, and they were shutting everybody's power down. Locking them out. You better hope there's a breeze coming.
You know, I got to thinking about California.
I'm so glad I don't have a smart home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I do the UAW show, so people send me things about these electric cars. They sent me one. The gentleman happened to be at the dealership, and he's doing this tape. He's taping everything. And the battery's going to cost $29,000. For this car, and the other one was the first one I seen was $22,000, and man blew his car up. Hell, he said, I can't afford none of that. Well, why did you buy it? How can you buy something and not ask how long this damn battery's gonna last?
Yeah,
you know, how do you, you're not thinking, you know, you're a psycho for this green energy crap.
They were told to do it, yeah.
Yeah, oh, I'll do it. I'll get one.
They believed it.
Yeah, now ask the dealership, well, how long does these batteries last? Well, apparently it didn't last as long as this guy thought. But he went there to buy, you know, get another one put in. He didn't realize the price. So he did. He took his the little smart car, whatever you call it, out there in the field and blew it up. And the man with the $29,000 called Uber, whatever it's called, and picked him up because he said, you can have it. You can have it. I'm not paying $29,000 for a battery.
Damn.
Now, I guess labor, too. That's labor. I don't know how much the battery actually costs, but that's with labor. It's amazing. People fall into this crap, you know, and all these energy things are coming from China. We're buying them from China. China doesn't even give a damn about this stuff. Oh, I got to tell you what I seen. Oh, my God. It made me barf almost. Oh my God. Okay. Now, how do I start this? In China, this is China. Oh, God. I just seen it today. Somebody sent it to me. Okay, you got to be careful which restaurant you go to.
Yeah.
Because some of them are using waste. This shows this lady moving the manhole cover, and dipping a bucket down with a string and pulling it up with this, oh my God, and pouring it into this other bucket, and two men carry it into the restaurant, and they boil it. They boil it down to where it's oil, and they fry. They fry their food in there. That's what they fry. Oh my God, I have seen that. I got, oh, I mean, tell you what, I got almost puking. That is, it was so gross looking at this. And then find out people that don't even know it's happening. Going yeah. there, you know, a comedian took a month off and he travels and he went to China and they, some Chinaman that was helping him around said, there's, you know, pointing out restaurants for him not to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Not to go to. And there's a tape of it, what they do. Oh, my God, is it gross. I'm telling you, it's gross as hell.
They cook so, with fecal matter.
Yeah, they boil it down.
Oh.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. How cheap can you freaking be? And how can these people not be sick?
Yeah.
Seems like they would get this deathly sick.
Well, that may be part of the story that you didn't hear.
Yeah, maybe it is. I don't know.
A bunch of them are hospitalized or something.
Yeah, that might be the other side of the coin. I don't know. No. Well, that Sam Harris, he's the one that, you know, he's one of these high-fluting smart. He's supposed to be almost a genius. He's the one that said he didn't care if Biden had dead babies in his basement. He still would vote for Biden. And he would hide. He knew about the laptop and all this other crap was going on. He said, yeah, I didn't print it.
I mean.
Because we had to get Trump out. That's how bad he had to get Trump out, he said. And it would, whatever it took.
Yeah.
Whatever it took. And that's.
And if you asked him, why did you have to get Trump out? He probably wouldn't have a logical answer. He would just say, well, that's what someone told me. That's what, you know, my group thinks, you know, thought we
well,
you know.
Every time they ask somebody that don't want Trump because why? Well, what did he do that makes you not want him as president? Well,
exactly.
They don't know what to say.
Mm-mm.
Like the man on the street. I've got those tapes that I play once in a while. Well, that was one of the questions. Do you like President Trump? And no, he's got to go. We got to get him out of office or I'm glad he's not in office. And why? What did he do that? Is it the tweets? No, he's a liar. Really? And you don't
about
think,
what? Yeah,
Biden and everybody doesn't tell the truth or tells the truth to you. Well, no. Well, okay. Here you go.
God.
It's just stupid crap. Just stupid. I feel I don't know where our country's going. I swear I don't. I tell you, Thursday night really blew my mind. Really, it did.
That's another thing, conservatives. Make a mistake at. They don't ask for details.
Right.
Okay, got you.
Like you ask, well, what is it about them you don't like? They can't tell you.
Yeah. That's right. They can't tell you. But they don't follow up.
No, they don't. They just coming from what they hear. And probably been hypnotized into believing.
Yeah.
Just like with the guns.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with the guns. We waste too much time explaining to people about what AR mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, and all this other stuff. We just should say the Constitution says I can have it. That's it.
There you go.
End of the conversation. Because this is what happens. When you continue to go back and forth with them, eventually, you're going to compromise some of your rights away. That's what happened. They settle. Because the first thing you hear them say, well, conservatives don't want to settle for nothing. What do you mean settle?
I mean, it says what it says. How clear can it be? Matter of fact, the definition of the word then in the 1700s mean the same as it does today.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
I heard a lady arguing on against the Second Amendment, saying that, well, we got a right to have some reasonable restrictions. Come up with another word. Reasonable restrictions.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, they're changing
Uh-huh. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And conservatives fall for that crap because they want to, well, you know, we got to work together. We got to live together. Oh,
yeah.
Bull crap.
Yeah.
Pretty soon you're going to be out of existence. Where they going?
Yeah. Good Lord. Isn't that changing the wording? They do that a lot. They do that a lot. Now, global warming, climate change.
Yeah.
Trying to explain to them about the scientific principles and molecules. Don't even waste your time. Anytime you got people on the street, when they ask the question, how many states in the union, these fools say six.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you ask them, and this person had on a damn college graduation gown, what country's borders United States, and they say Canada and Africa. You know you got a problem.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Donato wants me to play this real quick, guys.
This sounds like political presidential talk to me, and I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Probably not, but I do get tired of seeing the country ripped
off. Why would you not?
I just don't think I really have the inclination to do it. I love what I'm doing. I really like it.
Also, it doesn't pay as well.
No. But, you know, I just probably wouldn't do it, Oprah. I probably wouldn't, but I do get tired of seeing what's happening with this country. And if it got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally, because I really am tired of seeing what's happening with this country, how we're really making other people live like kings, and we're not.
You've said, though, that if you did run for president, you believe you'd win.
Well, I don't know. I think I'd win. I tell you what, I wouldn't go in to lose. I've never gone in to lose in my life. And if I did decide to do it, I think I'd be inclined. I would say that I would have a hell of a chance of winning, because I think people, I don't know how your audience was, but I think people are tired of seeing the United States ripped off. I can't promise you everything, but I can tell you one thing. This country would make one hell of a lot of money from those people that for 25 years have taken advantage. It wouldn't be the way it's been. Believe me.
There you go. Back when Oprah even liked him. What do you think of that? That's true love, baby. That's all I got to say. That's true love. Until they run and win. Uh-oh. What now? What now, Oprah? What are you going to do?
Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right. Well, you know, but the staging that they did with Biden on Thursday night made him look like he was evil.
Mm-hmm.
Like we in the MAGA folks were evil. The way he had his fist clenched. And yeah, I don't know what kind of drugs he was on, but he had to be on something to stand up there and not really mess anything up. He didn't mess anything up, which is it's got to be some kind of drug, and I tell you what, I wouldn't mind have some. I wish they would share, but you know, I bet they get medicine that we never even heard of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I believe that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How's your mama feeling, by the way?
She's all right. She came home last night, rested up. Today, I already had the yard cut, and I'm glad because it rained today down here.
Yeah. As she told me, you're keeping that yard looking good.
I'm trying to. I've been washing dishes and doing the inside stuff, too, trying to.
You're doing it. That's all that matters.
But, yeah, everything's going all right. just same old situation out there. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Where's that? I'm trying to find. There's somebody. I got so many things people send me. They sent me this like girl, I think.
They sent you a girl.
No. I think she was a boy, now a girl. And she was warning everybody, please, you know, don't do this till you're old enough to think it out. Because she would never do what she did if she had a chance to do it all over again. And she said, once you make that move, here it is. I think this is it.
I started thinking about politics because...
No, hold on. This is Michigan. Get off my computer.
On how to start instructing their students.
Now, this is scary.
Oh, hold on. What the hell is going on? I guess this isn't it.
But watching this video, it literally...
Hold on.
Extraordinary. I never heard of this young lady before, but watching this video, it literally blew my mind. Somebody that follows me sent me this video, and people love to say that we're conspiracy theorists. Oh, we just making it up. Oh, y'all just making a big deal out of nothing. Y'all talking about the transgender stuff. Oh, the kids just want to learn. The schools aren't teaching these people this. They're not really trying to attack your kids. Listen to what she said. I'm going to play the video. Listen to what she said. Teachers are being taught to teach this absolutely ridiculous, mind-blowing stuff. I cannot believe as a society we allow these things to happen. Our children are the most vulnerable and the most in need of our guidance and support, and how we are letting these schools manipulate and brainwash them, public schools, this is asinine to me. My child goes to school in the state of Washington. I've been trying to get him out of there for I don't know how long. I want to bring him here so he can get a good education. But, y'all know how it go.
Yeah.
But let me just play the clip of the way teachers are teaching, not only in that state, but in states around the country, Rota Film.
On how to start indoctrinating your children starting in kindergarten on the subjects of gender ideology, gender fluidity, and transitioning. Let's take a look at some of the training materials these teachers are being provided on how to start instructing their students. Beginning in kindergarten and through first grade, they are taught that there are many ways to express your gender. Whenever I was a child, we just called this your personality.
In kindergarten, they're teaching your kids about gender expression.
And we moved on with it. Considerably more despicable, in the fourth grade, they're teaching these children that their friends and family will be influencing their ideas of gender. Don't trust your family, kids. Trust us. And then they're teaching these fourth graders about sexual orientation. Under what circumstances are fourth graders having sex or even thinking about who they would like to have sex with? If this is not pedophilic behavior, I don't know what is. Specific terminology that comes up many times in this paperwork is instructing teachers to interrupt their students whenever binary notions of gender come up. There is no such thing as a man and a woman. There is only a spectrum. You are erasing your children's identity. Furthermore, the teachers have been instructed to remove gender-based language from the classroom and basically refer to every student as a they person rather than the boys and the girls. Again, erasing identity. This is not inclusivity. This is the systematic desecration of an entire generation. This is stripping your children of the identity that they were born into. The less your children know who they are, the more easily they are molded and controlled. This is not conspiracy anymore.
She said it all right there. What's the lady's name? Becky Wise, I think it's her name. Becky Wise. Shout out to Becky Wise. Hope y'all go follow her. So, matter of fact, I'll follow her now from my page. Listen, this is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. You need to be paying attention to your children in the school because they're teaching them all kinds of crazy stuff. Now, let me just explain this to you. I personally believe my son is probably learning some of this bull crap, but I think that he know how I feel so he don't come home and tell me exactly what these people are saying because he know I'll pull up. But how many of you guys have children that go to school and being indoctrinated and your kids don't want to tell you because they know how you feel about it, but they're still getting indoctrinated. That's why you got to pull up. I am going to go to my son's school, and I've been going to his school every single year, even though he's been living in Seattle, Washington, not necessarily Seattle, in the Seattle area. He's been living in that area for since he was little. But I go up to the school. I want to check the temperature. What y'all teaching him up in here?
Right.
What he doing up in here? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you can't sit by that kid. You need to sit over here because they're going to get you in trouble, get you a whooping. And I want that to be prevalent in the minds of parents. Show up at your kid's school. If you got to take a day off of work, go up in there and meet these teachers. Pulse. Check the pulse. You need to know if they're trying to indoctrinate your children or not. And if they are, you need to let it be known to the principal. Go to the school board meetings. You need to show up and show out. I'm not saying be disruptive or do anything criminal, but you need to let them know that this is unacceptable.
Yeah, that's Officer Tatum. As a matter of fact, he's on the Uncle Tom tape.
Yeah.
He's really good. Really good. I found the ex-trans. I don't know how you get to be an ex-trans teen regret in their gender journey, and it exposes the lies of transitioning.
I began to believe that I was transgendered. This belief was not organic. All the media I consumed as a kid showed me how stupid and vulnerable being a girl was. All the sexualized images of women gave me an unrealistic expectation of womanhood.
I hope y'all listening.
Oh, hell. Hold on.
At the Officer Tatum store. Like and subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell so you get notifications.
Yeah, by the way, he does have a store, Officer Tatum, so go check that out. And he's
I'll go live and make a video. Make sure you still subscribe to this channel. Like this video. Comment on this video. Share this video. Y'all already know what to do. Let's get into this. Ladies and gentlemen, this was a story. And I know I've been just beating this dead horse. But I want to help young people. I want to help parents. I want to help people not fall into this pitfall. Because if you listen to the mainstream media and you listen to the politicians who have a vested interest in making sure derangement occurs and making sure progressivism occurs, Marxism occurs, the destruction of the identity of our children, which leads to dysfunctional adults, to make sure that continue to occur, they're going to tell you lies and they're not going to tell you the truth. And you're not going to hear from people who actually have been victims of parents attempting to transition them because they've been confused. If they had a little bit of help, they would have been able to figure it out before it was too late. I want you to listen to what a young woman who they tried to make into a boy, how she regretted it and said and explained how she was a victim of this gender identity stupidity. Roll the clip.
I began to believe that I was transgendered. This belief was not organic. All the media I consumed as a kid showed me how stupid and vulnerable being a girl was. All the sexualized images of women gave me an unrealistic expectation of womanhood. I spent a lot of time online and quickly saw all the praise coming out of trans God on Instagram and other social media. I was a bit awkward in school and had some trouble making friends. Like many dysphoric children, I also suffered from a variety of mental health conditions, so I easily fell prey to the narrative that if I felt different and did not want to be a highly sexualized girl, I must be a boy. I obsessed over becoming a boy. I believed that all my insecurities and anxiety would magically disappear once I transitioned. The mental health professionals did not try to dissuade me of this delusional belief. I was fast-tracked into medical transition after I was diagnosed with dysphoria. In California, a child can pick their gender identity and a care provider questioning that would be considered conversion therapy. This wasn't a misdiagnosis. It was mistreatment. My parents were told that the options were transition or suicide. They complied because they were not offered any other treatment solution for my distress. My distraught parents wanted me alive, so they listened to my doctors. I was placed on puberty blockers and testosterone after expressing my gender dysphoria to my therapist, and I was approved for a double mastectomy all by the age of 15.
Wow.
No one explored why I did not want to be a girl. More and more kids are falling for the false promise of happiness if they transition. Gender clinics in the U.S. are turning a blind eye to European countries or pumping the brakes on this experiment on youth. Who here really believes that, as a 15-year-old, I should have had my healthy breasts removed, or that it should have been an option? When the CDPH got less than 300 reports of people being hospitalized as a result of vaping, San Francisco banned vape products that same year. So I know that you care about the health of children, yet you are allowing doctors all over the state to remove the healthy breasts of children. How many more children's bodies will be destroyed before you actually listen? What is the sweet spot? 100, 200, 1,000? SB-107 will open the floodgates for confused children like me to get the gender interventions that many so regret. Bring around the age of 12.
Now, I wish I could meet this young lady because I really want to speak to her because my heart goes out to this young girl. She was so genuine in her explanation, and she was such victim. She was so victimized by people who I don't know why they do kids like this. I don't know why we won't spend money and put effort into helping them get the treatment that they need. And people are calling these things conversion therapy. No, it's just that if your child is thinking of something like this, there's probably a way that you can explain it to them or maybe give them the help they need because they're struggling with other mental illnesses that will not force them down a path that cannot be reversed. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, these kids are crying out. People like me are crying out for you to listen to these kids. You have to understand when you're young, you're so malleable. And then when you get out there and people start telling you things like, you know, you're a loner kid at school. You don't feel like you're involved. You don't feel like you have attention that you need, that you want. Mm. But if you transition and do this, you'll get all the attention that you need. But they don't talk to you about what happens when you become an adult. Talk to you about what happens when you hit puberty. It's cute to be transitioning for these crazy people. It's cute to be transitioning when you little. When you begin to grow up, it's not so cute anymore. I say the same thing about D-Wade's son. And y'all listen to me now. Wait about 10, 15 years. They dress him up. They try to make him look cute like a little girl. And then before you know it, when he's 15, 16, 17, he's going to be 6'7".
Yeah.
And no man is going to look at him and say, oh, you're a beautiful woman. His foot, he's going to wear a size 20 shoe. He is not going to be attractive. He's not going to be able to fit into women's clothes. I mean, you can go down a list of the things that's going to occur with D-Wade's son that they are not prompting him for. And this young person the same way, the young person I was just talking about right here, they took away her breasts. And now that she's over it and want to be a woman, this is all destroyed. And we know that in society, a lot of women get their breasts done. Why? Because when your breast is flat or whatever, some women may not feel like a woman. And now she wants to be a woman. She has none at all. Just imagine how she feels if she could go out in a swimsuit or she look at herself in the mirror at the gym. These things play psychological issues. It's like play a psychological factor in somebody's mind. We should not be doing this stuff to children. We need to allow them to grow up and become mature adults, and then they can make a conscious decision as to whether or not they want to do any of this stuff.
Yeah.
But when you're telling that she got all this stuff by the age of 15, she was getting a vasectomy or whatever she said. I forget what she called it. It couldn't have been a vasectomy. She's a girl. But she was getting all of this stuff done to her.
We got it, brother.
By the age of 15. And I know that you guys understand me. What do you know at the age of 15? I mean, at the age of 25, I feel like I don't know nothing compared to what I know now at 35. And then when I'm 55, being a 35-year-old is like being a kid. It's like starting over from scratch. You don't know nothing at 35 compared to what you would know at 50. And you're telling me a 15-year-old can make these crucial decisions? Yet in our country, a 15-year-old can't drink alcohol. 15-year-old cannot own a firearm. 15-year-olds can't even drive a car. So you can't do any of these things because your cognitive responsibility isn't there. When I say cognitive responsibility, I mean the way that your brain functions, your cognition at that point is not that of a mature adult, so you can't diagnose the responsibilities that you actually have in these particular, you know, instances.
Yeah.
And I say the same thing, you know, in the criminal process. They don't treat a 15-year-old like they treat an 18-year-old. Why? Because your culpability is different. You are treated as a juvenile. You are in juvenile court. They don't try you as an adult unless you do something extremely crazy. Then why do they segregate the age restrictions on whether a kid is tried as an adult in the criminal system, but somehow you can make a decision to transition, something that's irreversible? It don't matter how much counseling you get. If you start chopping and cutting off stuff, it ain't going to grow back. You're not a lizard. It ain't growing back.
Yeah. Isn't that a shame? 15 years old. Go ahead.
There's
Sarah.
A lot of older transgenders that are warning kids that, you know, they were just talked into this, and now that they're, you know, mature adults, they want to go back, and it's so hard to go back.
Yeah.
And for this,
you know,
to go get
gastric bypass, which is just they put a big sleeve over your stomach. So your stomach can only get full so much.
Yeah.
You have to go through 6 months of counseling to get gastric bypass, for the love of God. But you don't get counseling to go ahead and decide that you really want to change your gender.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Cinnamon. You'd be more right if you come give me some coffee. I'm just kidding.
I'm on my way.
Yeah. She's right. You got to go through a whole lot of counseling before you get that sleeve.
I mean, could you imagine?
Oh, yeah. And then how about women like me? When I was in my 30s, I knew I never wanted kids. But, you know, good fucking luck trying to find a doctor that would tie my tubes.
Yeah.
You know, they wouldn't do it for fear of liability. But it's like, I'm in my 30s. I'm old enough to know I don't want children. I can make this decision, but nope. Good luck finding a doctor to do it.
Wow. But now kids can, I forgot at 13. I think she was 13. I told you guys earlier, she had the same thing done to her. And I just would love to follow her through her, until she gets 25, I'd like to know how she feels about it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's a... God, I'd be so pissed off at my parents, I wouldn't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
They're like the doctor told them, either suicide or get this done. You know, and the parents, they might not be Einstein. You know what I mean? They might not.
Yeah.
They, you know, your doctor back then, back in the day, you looked up to doctors. You trusted your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, I guess so. I guess you can do this. And just destroys somebody's life.
Yeah.
Ah, boy, I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, they're just going to have to come out with state laws. I guess each state can make their own laws like the abortion, you know, and deal with this problem.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's like a 10-year-old is old enough to decide whether or not they want to be a boy or a girl or whatever gender that they want, but you got to be 21 in New York to buy fucking Ready Whip now. You know, like,
yeah.
Can't buy that fucking whipped cream in the can anymore because you're not old enough to make that decision wisely.
But you can have a double mastectomy anytime, you know. I mean, come on. What?
Yeah. Can you, that just makes me so damn mad.
Yeah.
So damn mad. Okay, who sent me this? This is for Pianki. And hold on. I won't play the commercial.
You probably already seen it. I've just sent it to everybody else on there, which you are on.
What was that?
I think you've already seen that, but I just emailed it to a whole bunch of other people, with you on the list.
All right. Okay. This is who sent me this? I think this is Officer Tatum again. I don't know. But somebody sent this to me.
No, I'm not. Are you happy with Joe Biden as president?
No, I'm not.
No, you think he's doing a good job, bad job?
He sucks. He ain't doing shit.
Get Joe Biden out of office?
Get him out. Get his ass out. Get him out, coach.
People waking up. A volume. That's the mug for you. Like, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell so you get a notification anytime I go live and make a video. Make sure you still subscribe to the channel, like this video, comment on this video, share this video. Let's get into this. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to show you all that tides are changing, right? I think the tides are changing. I think people, the smart people of African descent, can see that the Dems have nothing to offer. Joe Biden is a horrible president and was a horrible choice by a whole bunch of people. All you got to do is listen to people in Texas. And it's funny because I grew up in Fort Worth, Texas. And so as soon as I heard them talking, I said, man, they got to be from Dallas. They got to be from DFW because I know how people talk where I live. But anyway, listen to what they got to say. And then you make your own conclusion about do you think the tide is changing or not?
Biden keeps tweeting out things like this, how the gas prices are lowering, that, you know, we're not really in a recession.
We are going through a recession right now. You have to actually be out here to actually see the results of what's going on in this recession. And trust me, it is a recession because it is hard for us right now.
So what would you say to Joe Biden who says we're not really in a recession?
Do your homework.
Yeah.
It's real bad out
demanding
here.
Demanding Director Chris Reed's immediate resignation.
Right now, you know, you don't have to go through what we're going through. So it's easy to say that.
Are you happy with Joe Biden as president?
No, I'm not.
Doing a good job, bad job?
He sucks. He ain't doing shit.
Get Joe Biden out of office?
Get him out. Get his ass out. Get him out, coach.
Get that son of a off the field right now. Out. He's fired. Fired!
What do you think about the Biden administration redefining the term recession?
That doesn't sound like a recession to me.
It's the worst recession we've been in. To be honest, we've never had a recession where gas, housing, I mean, you name it. At one time, even when people's houses were going into foreclosure, those people that lost their homes could at least still go into a grocery store and buy a regular price item. Now you've got houses that are out of control, cars out of control, gas out of control, food out of control.
So technically we're in a recession, but Joe Biden and his administration say we're not. What do you think about that?
He's crazy. Yes.
Yes. You think he's doing a good job or a bad job as president?
Bad job. He's making it worse. Hey, we could have kept Donald Trump for this shit.
As a 17-year-old who is in college and high school, I'm in dual credit. If you need help, just let us know because I'll step in because at this point, y'all ain't doing it right. I am a female, so yes, I'm aware of what Trump has done in the past, but as far as running a country, he did better than Biden.
I feel like everything going up, like it's not making sense to me how when Trump was here, everything was low. Like we had like $2, $3 worth of gas.
A lot of people are going to actually vote for Trump that never thought. This Oak Cliff, Texas, trust me, a lot of us will vote for him now than we did before because we went for the good guy saying the right thing. But as soon as he got in office, he did everything wrong. He turned around every policy that Trump done.
Joe Biden.
I'll wait.
A few moments later.
Is there a lie found in this video? Somebody help me. Is there a lie found? No, it's not a lie found. And I'm glad to see that a lot of people in the community is waking up to it. You can only go so far. This is where the Democrats are missing their vote. They're looking at LGBTQ pronouns. They're doing all of this social justice stuff, and they're forgetting about the average person. It's cool to talk about Ray Ray getting shot by the police. It's cool to bring up Uvalde and gun violence and all this other stuff. But y'all not addressing nothing that the average person is dealing with. Most people will never be involved in an active shooter. I would say 99.9% of people will never be involved in an active shooter. Nothing, they won't. It's scary. People may be fearful, but the chances of you getting involved in that, some million people in this country, it's highly unlikely. Especially if you're getting killed in a situation like that. Highly unlikely. But everybody's going to the grocery store and feeling the pain. Everybody's seeing the difference at the pump.
All right. That's Officer Tatum. Thank you. Who sent me that? I don't, no name, but thanks. That was for Bianchi. I think that could be for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? I think all of us need to hear
a growing
that. Whoa. Who in the hell? That's loud.
Get resignation. A growing number of FBI agents are demanding Director Chris Wray's immediate resignation as whistleblowers continue to expose rampant abuse inside the Bureau. We're going to take a look at the bombshell allegations that those whistleblowers are revealing. We're going to see how the Justice Department has clearly begun to panic. And make sure to stick them at the very end of this video when I'll reveal why it appears that President Trump is indeed going to have the last laugh in all of this. Dive right in here. We have got some fascinating developments with the ongoing fallout from the FBI Mar-a-Lago raid, and these developments really seem to indicate nothing short of desperation on the part of the FBI and the DOJ. Now, we have to realize that Trump's public framing of this raid has been masterful. He's hit all the right buttons to unleash a massive backlash against the FBI. Trump has framed this raid as not fundamentally an attack on him. It's rather an attack on all patriots. It's an attack on all Americans who love faith, family. And this raid is nothing less than the weaponization of the law against otherwise law-abiding citizens who simply want their government to represent and protect their values, interests, and concerns rather than the values, interests, and concerns of a hostile and belligerent permanent political class. And so how is the FBI responding to this framing? Well, as you probably saw yourself, not very well. Somebody thought it'd be a good idea to leak a picture of classified materials scattered on the floor at Mar-a-Lago next to a box of framed Time magazine covers. It appears rather obvious that the FBI was hoping that most people would look at the photo and think that that's the way Trump stored top secret information. Unfortunately for them, the New York Times, of all places, is reporting that it was federal agents that scattered the documents on the floor, not Trump. The byline of their report explicitly states that federal agents arrayed classified materials on the floor at former President Donald J. Trump's Florida residence for a photograph. The Times article then went on to say, quote, the folders were arrayed by agents at Mar-a-Lago after being removed from what the filing indicated was Mr. Trump's office. They were not discovered scattered on the floor, according to two federal law enforcement officials. In other words, once again, the FBI is lying. To the extent that this photo intended for people to think that President Trump treated so-called top secret files in such a cavalier fashion, this photo is a lie. It's deliberately deceptive. And for some bizarre reason, they thought that such a leak would work in their favor. But as it turns out, the joke's on them. If it was indeed the FBI mistreating top secret documents in the very way they were accusing Trump of doing, it all turns out to be a massive self-owned. And as a result, the photo ended up as the butt of ridicule on social media.
All right. That was Dr. Steve Curley, by the way.
You hear where this press secretary for Biden, Karine Jean-Pierre.
Yeah. What she said.
She said, that the black woman.
Oh, I know who
she Haitian,
is. Oh,
the
yeah.
Haitian.
Very pretty, yeah. Very pretty.
Yeah, she's from Haiti, but black Americans try to claim her. But anyway, she said Friday that the U.S. had added 10,000 million jobs since President Biden took off.
God.
All y'all out there that's math majors, could you tell me what the hell 10,000 million look like?
Oh, man, I didn't hear that.
Damn. You talking about ignorance, man.
Woo.
Frank, what do you say about that?
Oh, Frank got dropped out. Cinnamon got dropped, but she's using my phone. Yeah.
Holy cow.
People are getting dropped.
Yep, BTR's up to the trick.
What's that?
I said BTR is up to its trick.
Yeah, BTR is up to it again.
And they said that Huckabee, what was her name, Sarah Huckabee was silly. Well, she at least she wasn't like this.
No, Sarah.
10,000 million jobs, staggering amateurism.
That's a hell of a jobs, baby. Everybody must be working. Oh, Lord.
So all the illegals are working now.
That's an embarrassment right there.
It is. And that's not the first time she's made some mistakes. She's not the best.
Oh, wait a minute. But they say, give her a chance. Give her a chance, my heiress. She didn't give Huckabee a chance.
Yeah.
I think she's
going
to...
She said that if the temperature was 75 and she said it's 74 and three quarters, oh, baby, hell broke loose.
You remember when with the press, when the administration and the press get together for that little party, and they get a comedian up there and the roast.
Yeah.
You know, do you remember her name was Wolf? The last name was Wolf. I can't think of her first name, but she really insulted Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Really. About her weight and her, you know, not being the prettiest thing in the world. Oh, yeah.
So, her eye makeup.
Yeah.
I mean, she went all girly and tacked everything. And
yeah.
You're looking for the correspondence dinner is what you're talking
about. Yeah, thank you. That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah, and...
that was full-on gravity.
Yeah. She's running for governor of Arkansas, and I guess she's doing pretty well.
Yeah, totally got the lead.
Yeah. August NASA satellite temperatures are in. No warming in almost 8 years, despite lots of more CO2. August 2022, same temperature as August 1998, climate is a hoax, and they put the UAH satellite based on temperature of the global lower atmosphere version 6.0. August 2022, same deal. Look, we know it's just to get in our pockets for more money, you know that.
Yep.
Everybody freaking knows that. Got to make up an excuse to be able to steal money from you, folks. Come on.
Yep.
You know all of that.
What's the next scam? It'll be another one.
Yeah, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
10,000 million jobs.
Oh, my God. Did she come back and say she misquoted or misspoke?
No, they don't ever do that. They don't ever do that. That's a new definition right there. That's a new definition for 5,000. That's where we're going to start saying 5,000.
Well, that's wonderful. Hey, did you guys see James O'Keefe, his undercover gal that got Connecticut public, it was Connecticut public school assistant principal amidst discrimination against Catholics and all kinds of crap. So you guys need to check that out. Pretty interesting. I think
we have not seen the full unedited version. Rather than ask these sorts of questions about me, maybe you should be going and doing what we do and go investigate. I mean, if you guys were doing your job...
This is a reporter that's from News 12 in Connecticut talking to James O'Keefe, and James O'Keefe is schooling him.
Unedited person. Rather than ask these sorts of questions about me, maybe you should be going and doing what we do and go investigate. I mean, if you guys were doing your job, there wouldn't be a need for Project Veritas and James O'Keefe. All right.
Thanks. Great.
Yeah.
And are we rolling on the?
Can I just ask you before we film this new office? It's a characterization on
Twitter
of the far right activist group.
I'll give you
some. All right. All right. Fair enough.
Good luck, John.
That is the reputation you have. Okay. I might bring that up.
Sure.
Okay. Name titles, just so I have that up. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas.
Okay. James, real quick, talk about the video. What did you see?
Well, this was a man who were in front of the Costcop school here, and, you know, obviously it's against Connecticut law to discriminate against someone based on the religion of their race. And he makes a statement. He says, we don't hire cats. And he talks about a subtle way of indoctrinating children and totally outraged a lot of people here. And I think it's important people see it. I think it's important people understand, you know, who's educating their children. And we have to be honest. That's why Project Veritas does the investigative journalism that we do. What were the circumstances? I mean, we obviously haven't seen the unedited. Okay. What were the circumstances that led up to this? When was this filmed? Where was it filmed? Well, it was filmed recently, this summer. I did note your characterization of